Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight's breath taken with so much delight. To dream of you is not enough. I yearn to see you every morning when I open up my eyes. To spend the rest of my life with you in sight. May I sing songs of love to you transposed from poems you've inspired to write. Break this pen, fill it with gold, make the tip silver with the purest of ink I deliver. Sky writings in the clouds, spoken words of love to you. Release thousands of beautiful butterflies, every colorful species of. Romantically set free from the heavens, dozens of champagne-flavored white doves. In your eyes I peer in deep. Visions, hopes, dreams of, emotions wash over like some exotic ocean. The sounds of seagulls and golden pigeons take me away to far-off pavilions. As ears well in tuned with love listens as love sings. Words of elegance and magical things, strings. Those to my heart are pulled, led by your touch. You gently touch me. I'm touched and it's tickling. Stone me, bumblebee, I'm stone. Love sick, don't heal me. Put it in a bottle and pass some out to everyone. An epidemic, let it spread in a field of roses, pink, purple, burgundy, and red. I'd lie you down and take you to bed. Kiss your precious lips softly as I tell you goodnight. Tonight's breath I take with so much delight. To dream of you is not enough. Can I see you every morning when I open up my eyes? To dream of you, I yearn to see you every morning when I open my eyes. To spend the rest of my life with you in sight. May I sing songs of love to you transposed from poems you've inspired to write. Break this pen, fill it with gold, make the silver tip with the purest ink I deliver it. Sky writings in the clouds, spoken words of love out loud to you. Releasing thousands of beautiful butterflies. Every colorful species of, romantically set free from the heavens. Dozens of champagne-flavored white doves. In your eyes, I peer in deep. Visions, hopes, dreams of.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Just Jay and James Show. For your listening enjoyment, track number one is by Burrell the Poet, and that track is titled None Other Than Temptation. Next up, we will have Frequency with Lakota 84.
So what's so special about a leap as opposed to a jump? Your jump, to me, usually begins and ends in the same place. A jump is up and down, leaving you exactly where you stand. But to take a leap is to go beyond. Not just above, but ahead, to reach, to step out on a ledge, the boundaries and limits of your own comfort zone. The leap is to transcend the place you stand. So, take a leap with me for a moment. See, I believe love is that which decorates the soul with flowers of compassion. An affection that extends beyond infatuation, dreams, or imagination. A conundrum of emotions. With passion, love is an action, an idea, seldom seen, rarely felt, but often spoken. This vision vast with insights of life like a glimpse into wisdom, sacred and precious, fragile as a whisper, bold, strong, but tender. Love is an anchor. It keeps us grounded. A lighthouse warm and bright enough to guide us. It is that thing. That thing that keeps us submerged and surrounded in seas of poetic sentiments, like a peek at heaven's evidence with the deep reverence of romantic elements and epic elegance. Love is delicate and still, it actually manages to infiltrate, pierce, and penetrate hearts in the righteous conquest to not just conquer, but quench the thirst of life's long-lasting yearn, urge, and dying request. It isn't fearless, but courageous, cautious, yet careless, reckless, contagious, intelligent, and senseless. Love is timeless. It is unpredictable, vulnerable, but capable of being unbreakable, so much so that it exists in the hearts of those who does dare demand a defined dance at chance and leap, only to fall. Knowing you'll fall, willingly fall, risking it all to once again find ourselves, we fall in synchronized vibrations of two individuals, you and I, he and she. We fall to create a world of our own. We fall, realizing that redefining life is as refreshing as drops of rain accompanied by dew on rose petals, the colors of heaven's hues. We fall to listen to the voice of love, the voice of truth, to hear it speak the universal language that is ancient as waters held in reservoirs of hope, longing to fall from eyes like tears of joy that gently jolts the soul with sentimental melodies and memories of what is naturally meant to be, love. Significantly incredible, sensationally pure and beautiful. So when you do hear its voice echo the halls of your temple like songs of romantic antidotes, consider it a blessing. When you do find and see yourself as its reflection, remember, there must be a reason. When you do finally feel its familiar embracing essence, as comfortably enticing as it is to stand in awe basking in its presence, the key is to look deep within, not only reach, but fall. Fall in love. Grab hold and never let go. But in order for that to happen, you've got to be willing to leap.
Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen, once again, that was Small House Poetry's own Frequency with Dakota 84. We have one of Epiphany's own, David Mott, a.k.a. Mr. Metaphoric.
At this time, I daydream about last time. How last time I asked of you to save all you had for me. Until next time. For next time will be a blessed time, for we will begin where we left off last time. This time spent is more than just a past time, and once again I will ask of you to save everything. Until next time, because as long as we have next time, this time will never be the last time. Thank you. If you love me, don't speak it. I will wait until next time to receive it. The truth that lies within your eyes is free of lies, but I will wait until next time to believe it. If you want to fall into my arms, please wait. To hold you within my loving embrace is what I long for. The anticipation is written all over my face, but I will wait until next time. Let's make love this time, but not orgasm until the next. Never-ending sex between us. Let's make love as if the sun has never seen us, as we save the morning sunrise. Until next time. I want to kiss you next time. I want to miss you until next time. I want to write prose about you within these lines and recite them to you next time. I want to fall in love with you greater than last time, this time, and twice as much as this time next time. I know you deserve all of me this time, and I give you my all, but I must ask for all of you next time. For as long as there's a next time, I will always see you again. Just allow me to daydream this time. Remember the love you have had for me since the last time, and give it all to me next time. Next time. Next time. Next time.
All right, now, David Mott, a.k.a. Mr. Metaphoria, making us all look forward to next time. And up next, ladies and gentlemen, we have none other than Mr. Whispers himself, Timothy Whispers from Small House Poetry with Iced Heart.
She's frozen heat. All that she's felt can't seem to melt her tried life. She developed dry ice to comfort her 7 pounds beating, bleeding love in dark light. Even her bed sheets part like Red Sea's beloved is cold-blooded, yet star-studded. She manages to shine like the ice in her jewelry. Her duty is callous, the saddest heartbeat complete. Her song is costly, killing her softly. Her degree stays on breeze, frozen, hoping someone felt her melt just a little. A nice start is to offer her the fire of love for her iced heart. Shivering, delivering hail, hoping the indent in her heart can be read like braille. Trying not to fail at chilling temperature when raised unexpectedly, especially when she feels snowed in. She becomes blinded in ice rays as her ice age. She can barely beat beating heat that tries to infiltrate her mind state. It appears to be hate, but it's hurt. Ice cream, I love you. Even when your puddles melted, I felt it like living water. You are destined to make greatness survive as you have for so long. You are ice strong. Within you, I'm frozen. Whisper loud.
All right, Mr. Timothy Whispers. Mr. Whisper says, whisper loudly like only he can do. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Iced Heart. Up next, we have Epiphany's own Paul Cram with a piece titled Healing Time. Let's go.
Healing Time. Behind that beautiful smile, I can see it. I can see the pain of sliced feelings and torn emotions that was left behind from relationships past. The scar. The scar that was left by the emotional assailant, which still generated hurt to the heart's nerve endings, has in some form or fashion affected your everyday living. Unhealed wounds that became infected with mistrust and bitterness has undoubtedly pushed away men that claim they can heal all of your sadness with the right bedroom stroke and maybe a little bit of money to show off. But your emotional scar tissue has increased the gauge of your visual meter, and you immediately dismiss this poor excuse of a man. So because of your past, you choose to be alone for fear that the next man will pick the scabs off old wounds and make them pour out the tears that you thought you were most definitely over. You walk around with this beautiful, beautiful smile, but with a look of please don't approach me because I'm wounded. Then you'll go home and try to drown yourself in Moscato, only to realize the tears are flowing down your face into the very glass that you are holding. The infected wounds of your feelings send an emotional virus to your brain, making you feel like you do not deserve love and that all your relationship problems were just your fault. On top of that, you're constantly hearing the negative conversations from females that are satisfied with being side chicks. And for some reason, their advice at that particular time appears to be right because these are your friends who are giving you this advice and they would never tell you anything wrong, huh? Yeah, right. But there's gonna come a time when a man will appear in your life and it will seem so random, but I promise you it's God's. This man will be ready to go through the struggle of helping you cover your wounds with an ointment of real love and wrap them in a bandage of security. This man will help ease the pain of your past with 800 milligrams of trust that was prescribed for you directly from the pharmacy of his heart. He will use cotton swabs of sweet whispers to remove the negative words that flowed from happily infected people like your side chick friend. You will notice a change in your everyday living. You will notice that the pain of sliced feelings and torn emotions that was left behind from relationships past are healing in a way that can only be remembered if you intentionally dug deep into your heart to search for the scar. Feel something that you felt a long time ago, but your heart is no longer familiar with. This something that you're feeling is called love and real happiness, and it is the antidote for the past pain. Now, when you smile, the only thing I can see behind it is us.
Once again, that was Epiphany's own program with Healing Time. Next up, we have one of the Small House of Poetry's own, Fabby, Love Fabby herself, Bridgemont Rose.
Bridgemont Road, 64, 14th Bridgemont Road. It was a quaint little corner I used to roam to and fro. See, Mama used to flare her hands with a Jedi stance and blow. She was like a storm. Thunder would flash when her tongue would go, so I ran as fast as my little feet could go. And I would run. So many sounds would touch me as I traveled to and fro. Scents would hug my hips and douse me with dreary, since I would be so hungry. Hungry for many things. Enticed by the dance that would occur between Sylvia and Ronald on Wicker Street. They would barely speak, just run hands down the thigh meat, place their wings on each other like angels. They were so immaculate with their sincerity. Her deep chocolate would wrap around his tall, toffee physique. I was enamored by their dance. So delicate and divine with her feet, so sturdy and muscular his hide, and they would collide on the withering side of wicker street. To and fro, my tender feet would graze the concrete, and I would pass by the Boricuas, or as they would say, Boricuas, Tatiana and Abel with the fleet. The Rodriguez family on Staten Road, they had their own rhythm. Their song was laughter and colloquial banter, slapping dominoes on mahogany. They wore with warmth on their tongues their color-formed seeds, growing cilantro and rosy-cheeked babies. And I would peek my head, coiled to perfection, seeking their elder son, Gabriel. Gabriel, who won my little fragile heart. It would morph into butterflies when he would smile, teeth so bright it reflected starlight. His dimples emerged like craters on the moon, his sweat from roughhousing was like perfume. In a year sometime, maybe during the month of June, when summer's plumes were steady to bloom, he kissed me like pollen to bees. He kissed me like soil to earth. He kissed me like sap to trees. And we were one, and we were the cool to breathe. I miss him. Loud as the sound of thunder striking oak, their music on Staten was no joke. To and fro, my little feet turned demure. My toothless smile matured, and instead of dodging mama's chatter, I walk with depth in my stride. And education was my motivation, and I wore it dang near with pride. See, I left 6414 Bridgemont Road, yet its smell, sound, sashay, jive, simmer sweet, sentimental treats never, ever left me. I can still hear its rhythm. Can you?
That was Small House Poetry songstress Babby with Bridgemont Street. And up next, we have Van Meadows, the station manager here at Epiphany Radio, a real entertainment network, Simply. One second, y'all. And it is Abstract Love. Ladies and gentlemen, Van Meadows, also known as and better known as Poetic.
This is Poetic.
Abstract Love. She's a tattoo of my mirror's reflection, trying to find her direction, not knowing that her roadmap begins and ends with me, and we overlap at love's intersection, given a permanent connection to why we are drawn together, and our permanent ink will never fade or blemish with time, because it's forged with an unbreakable bond outside of time, and that is love that flows as effortlessly as water, while our thirst is quenched while I'm kissing his daughter, holding my excitement, wiping away with resentment, cherishing the soliloquy of her unspoken words, and finally we are so connected that all I heard ability to let go of our bond, that even a broken shattered glass was gone, and our tattoos branded across our souls with ink makes me close my eyes and not blink, because that natural muscle reaction could come with tears of more broken metaphors of how she or I could hurt each other more, while glowing in the moonlight of heartache, trying to demonstrate a demonic kind of love ecstasy that will remove all pain and all hurt, change my cynicism to realism. My tattoo imprint of her can never be removed. Will I simply want her to be permanent and I approve the message of unity and true love?
Chained to lust. Usually, I can't wait to break free. But chained next to you, I can be me. A real unchained animal. 50 shades is subliminal. The link in these chains. Forget the whip, baby, this tongue game is insane.
Mixed with fiery emotions and passion, but it's that love. It's never for the streets, made between the sheets. Yet we are greedy for more and never understand love forevermore. Cherish the love in your ink. Hold on to that which you seek. Abstract love.
Sexy.
And that was poetic with abstract love, yeah. The next track that we have is Just Jay and Zani. And the title of that track is Something Beautiful.
A lovely soliloquy, sang in symphony, shot through the heart of something beautiful, to pull the jewel to the forefront. Soft taps make ripples on still waters, causing hearts content through the lens of harmony. Simplicity is sought, even in a photo that has caught a blissful time of better than this. But this is a charming whistle to the ear. Happy are children who play with joy and friendship, running with the winds, grinding dirt into their knees and elbows. And exhaustion will say, fun well done. Love can be found in a weary head on a satin pillow when it is certain that eyes will close and doze on clouds of muted colors, drifting in one's own mind, refreshing the body and consciousness. Good morning. Sweet is the smell of a flower whose petals open wide, releasing fragrant notes that make you lean forward in aromatic hopes. You and the bees are there in harmony of an aroma that wafted on the breeze through the air. Happy are these feet that dance on cool early morning sands. Tonight, I will frantically paint the sunset in pastel crayon, capturing all its phases until I'm using just black and shimmer. There I go again, remembering a thought that's tender like a snowflake in winter. As it falls gently onto a snowdrift. As captivating as bubbles blown below freezing temps. iridescent crystals floating, collapsing when we touch them, helping to draw a seesaw's exaggerated silhouette, heads tilted in wonder. And this, writ on unlined pages with scented ink and thoughtful pauses. Every little bit counts when it is something beautiful.
All right, all right. That was Johnny with Something Beautiful. Up next. Just Jay, is it? That's it this time. I'm trying to make sure I got the title right.
All right, all right. Greetings from Earth, people. What's going on with you, Gina with a G?
I am giggling with a G.
You know, I got excited. I pressed the hanger, and I pressed the hang button. I don't know what that's all about.
Oh, no.
I'm going to have to talk.
That's what's me talking on mute.
Yeah. Oh, man. What did you think of that lineup of poetry, the back and forth with the Epiphany verse? Well, it wasn't even a verse. It was just the Epiphany and the, what's the name, mixing in?
Yeah. Small House Epiphany back-to-back, I think, was an amazing way to go because the poetry is all diverse. And every track complimented each other. I don't know how they just did. But yeah, that's dope.
Yeah, I think it's that pure language of poetry that went ahead and meshed everything together in all nice and sweet and smooth. Yeah, we're going to start getting that into full effect of rotating you poets' poetry as though we're rotating records. Y'all see the effect that it has. Me and Gina talk about this all the time. It's poetry time to go ahead and come to the forefront. Just because we can do it, just because we're not in black and white clothing back in the cotton club days, right now is our time. We just have to believe that it is. And doing things like this as far as playing the poet's music, playing the poet's poetry for music, we're going to start to get it known that it should be done this way. They're going to look back at this and they say it should have always been done this way. It's the poet's time. Gina.
I agree.
You excited?
I am. It's so dope. I'm feeling nice. I got a really good dose of poetry in the kitchen this afternoon, so I was really looking forward to this evening.
I heard you being all silky smooth with the announcing other names and all the rest of that type of job. Where you been hiding at it?
Oh, well, let me explain something to you. That's how I cut my teeth. I did radio in high school and college and even in junior college before I moved to Europe. I did the college radio show at a local college and at the junior college as well, one night a week. And it would be real smooth like that. Like, I have to remember that that's part of my bag and dig back into it. Like, yeah, let's go. So just watch and see what happens next time. If you think that was a hot mess, it gets worse.
Oh, man. We have somebody in here that... I think you'd be excited to go ahead and hear from a guy that's been helping and supporting us quite a bit. You can't even equate the help that has been going through. You have any idea who this guy could be?
Oh, my goodness. Everybody that we roll with is dope, so don't make me start. I can do it alphabetically.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and give you one guess at the sound of this guy's voice. Yo, yo.
Y'all got me in Barry White mode right here. You know that?
That's what I'm talking about. Let's go.
I mean, I'm sitting here listening to all, I'm sitting here listening to all this, and I'm sitting there like, oh, baby. I'm glad you took your shoes off. Oh, the aroma. You said the atmosphere. It smells like vintage Fritos corn chips, 1973. Oh, baby.
Oh, that's a fine vintage there, let me tell you.
Yeah.
How you doing tonight, man?
I'm enjoying the show. I'm doing fine. How are you, Just Jay? And how are you, DD Sister Soul Gina Storm?
I'm good. And I'm going to let Gina speak for herself.
Yes.
Gina has lots of thoughts on mute, but the one tonight is I'm just happy it's our Saturday. I love the weekend, period. But when I do this with Just Jay, I live for this. This is legit, like, what I wanted to do, and now I'm doing it. So I couldn't be happier.
Yes. I appreciate the both of you, and I appreciate this platform that you have.
Man, this platform appreciates you, brother. I mean, it's
he's
a hard work. Always
the first caller.
Always
legit,
the first caller.
That's because I got to spend some time with Jill Scott, so I want to make sure y'all get your shine so she can get more of the shine.
We appreciate you. And like Jay was saying, the things that you do for in the poetry community are stellar. That's why I call you the maestro and not just my big brother Dexter, because you put music behind lyrics that were already established. You get the piece, and then you just know what music to use. And I'm thinking, who does that? Oh, yeah, you do. So I appreciate your lab and everything that you do for us.
Thank you. I appreciate collaborating with all of you. And, G, you might have another mixtape coming because
I saw a picture.
I saw a picture that said, Gina Storm, my six-word story. That's your next mixtape.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what, Clarence, I got a surprise for you before you even go, man. We're going to go ahead and bring an audience in here for you for when you go ahead and rip off this first piece here. We have Timothy Whispers in the house, ladies and gentlemen, from the Small House of Poetry.
Oh, yeah. Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. How y'all doing? How y'all doing? Yeah.
Uncle Tim is in the house, everybody.
Man, you know, y'all doing it big over here. Y'all doing it real big over here, man. When I heard the tracks playing and then I heard my track, man, I felt like the Temptations. I said, baby, they play me on the radio.
Hey, Tim, what's going on with that Ice Heart track right there? Tell us a little bit of something about that, brother.
That Ice Heart track, you know, was produced by a young lady. It was inspired. I wouldn't say produced by, but inspired by a young lady who always kept a real cold, stern attitude about everything. And she's gone through a lot, you know what I mean? And people just kind of wrote her off, you know what I mean? And I wanted to shed some light on the people that go through hellfire and earthquake, the women that go through hellfire and earthquake, and everyone writes her off as a evil Lynn, you know, an evil woman. She's just so cold. Why she like that? You know what I mean? But nobody really stops and asks why, you know, and those were the reasons, you know, her heart is now iced because of all of the damages received over the years and time. So, yeah.
Where can they find that at, brother?
You can definitely find that on Spotify right now. And listen to it. Share it with your friends and family. You know what I mean? And it doesn't necessarily have to relate to a woman, but, you know, us men walk around with ice hearts too.
My man. I'll tell you what, we got one other person, Dexter. We're going to go ahead and bring it here, man. We got you here wrapped in here like family, Dexter. So don't, just hold on for the ride.
Mr. Whispers, I like that. I mean, I like that. We get some male voices up in here that don't sound feminine, that don't sound like Chris Brown or Drake or all this other stuff. Thank you, Mr. Whispers.
You're welcome. You're definitely welcome. I'm so excited and so glad to be here tonight. So I can't wait to hear what the rest of the show has to bring.
Yes.
Sweet. Sweet. We got 540 in this joint, too. Who is the 540 person that we have in here?
I hope that's me.
Oh, well, I hope it is, too. If not, I'm going to have to put you on the couch.
Well,
how you doing?
I'm already on the couch, so you can't put me back where I've already been.
I
hey, it's Mama Donna on the scene.
How you doing today, Mama Donna?
I'm doing.
Doing
that's my renewed endorsement. I'm doing.
Sweet, sweet, sweet,
that's
sweet.
That's the new good.
The new good.
Yes.
It's better than the orange is the new black. That's for sure.
Yeah, because I ain't never. I'm not trying to ever wear that color, at least not in no prison setting.
I heard that. All right, Clarence, this is what we did to you, man. We brought in these folks and these peoples here to go ahead and observe this poem that you're going to go ahead and give to you. And all of the small house family couldn't make it, but we have real lives going on. We got a whole bunch of things going on. But they are here in spirit, and you heard many of them. Fabby, Whispers, of course, Frequency, and that's it for right now, I'm believing. But anyways,
okay.
Clarence, are you ready to go ahead and do this poem, sir?
Yes, but first, hi, Mama Donna. Good to hear from you.
Hey, Clarence, good to hear you. I can't wait. I'm anticipating what you're getting ready to bring forth. So let's
okay,
go.
Thank you. Okay.
Mama Donna, you mind giving them the mic, ma'am?
Mr. Clarence, the man of the music, the man of the hour, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called But Without a Face. I'm seen as this so-called misogynist who's next on your list to address me as counterfeit, as the crap on the fan you're about to hit. All because I'm the normal man salivating over your pictures like a smorgasbord. Your centerfold has sent my libido into overlord. My flesh is horny, like a saxophone that's going to blow. I see the way your curves are stacked, but beneath the surface, you don't deserve that. I'm a financially indebted turd spending all my currency because your body antioxidizes like herbal tea, and I fervently want to be immersed in your chemistry, cover your complexities, that, to God's credit, embedded this masterpiece. But I must be adamant and hide that I'm a goody two-shoes like Adam Ant. Stand back and remember that I'm not single, I'm a married man, and abandon my nasty habits and fleshly wishes. Can't treat you like a prostitute, cause in God's eyes, you are my sister. So all my insignificant, ignorant thoughts, I have to dismiss them and see you as my sister to keep you distant. I don't need to see your headshots, and I don't need you to make this head hard. Cause what kind of man would I be giving you this mental picture of all men forever? I'm not here to test your pain threshold or what you've been through. I'm sending this message that this man respects you by telling you confidential evidence and not being a snitch. I don't trust big butts and a smile because real men must spend the time without spending the night. And they should say that to your face and look into your eyes without minimizing that you're the prize. Without the million times that you realize, even though you went in vogue with that I'm never gonna get it and struck the pose that made me juxtapose to where I dropped my funnel cake and went comatose from your sexy clothes, but I still tried not to look at your camel toe yet. You say look, but don't touch. I'm confused. Am I at a strip club or what? Can I get my title back with Title Max playing for the Milwaukee Bucks? Well, what's a Tampa Bay with your tampons at the dollar store on sale? Really, I'm serious. I don't know what else to say. I got a rebel yelling this flesh with fantasy because all you're showing me is a bud without a face. That's that piece.
Bro, she almost got you, man. I felt you giving in, man, but the last minute you went ahead and pulled it out of the nosedive. The normal man would have turned over, Lord, like a saxophone about to blow. A turd spending all his currency to discover your complexity in Adam ain't, and it can only be unlike a prostitute. I have to dismiss your headshots. This man's respects you. I don't trust big butts in a smile, but you realize real lies filled my funnel cake trying to get my title back. All right, man, that's what I'm talking about right there, bro. Getting it in by any means necessary.
Bars.
Any feedback for the brother?
That was mine.
Thank you kindly.
Who is this chick right here? She's a conglomeration of a bunch of chicks that's running through the streets of Poetryville. Who is she, man?
Is any woman that you're not looking at in the face, but all you're doing is focusing on her body? This
Never
is a lesson to the young folks to focus on the face and focus on the character. Because anytime you get to focusing on the body, you get in trouble.
Bro, I am with you 100% on that one. I am with you 100% on that one right there, bro. All right. Mm-hmm. Any feedback, Gina, before we move forward?
I said what I said. Bars. But I gotta say this. I'm saying this. It was literally
against the no punishment. She behind the bars.
Lyrically, there are often twists and turns in a piece and you get lost. Never did. I was holding on tight and couldn't wait for the next one. So this was no, for real. It was like poetic gymnastics at its finest. And the message was so crystal clear. Like, I'm not saying that I don't see. I do. We all do. But man, we look. But when you're married, can't do nothing with that. Just see it and dial it back. Or if your destiny turns it into that piece. So I salute that. I understand the place that comes from. And I know how women, you know, put themselves out there. Not all women, but the ones who do, they really want to be seen. And that's why they're showing off their, you know, wares. But, yeah, it was awesome. I loved it so much. It, like I said, it inspires me to do better as a woman because there's a lot of pressure on us.
Yeah, because we run into this on Facebook all the time. Somebody showing the butt poles and stuff like that. And I'm like, okay, I know what you're offering.
I'm going to have to pass on that 200, Alex.
I can always count on you.
I try not to ever let you down.
Yep, you don't.
All right, cool. Well, man, we appreciate you for coming in here, Clarence, man. We appreciate you for having the diligence, man, to get in here even before the show opens up, man, to ensure that you would be first. We definitely need people like that. And every time you start a show up, you're always looking like, oh, the people going to come. And, man, we always know that you're going to be there first. As a matter of fact, the studio is pretty jammed right now. All right, brother. We're about to go ahead and move on to the next man. We appreciate you, Clarence, for all that you've been doing. And, sir, we will be catching up with you.
All right. One love, one mic to all of you.
One love, one mic.
Be easy, brother. All right. Let's go ahead and go on down this line and see what's shaking and cracking here. I think I know who this guy is right here. 240, how about you?
How y'all doing tonight?
Bro, what you been thinking of the show, Otto?
Oh, my God. You know what? I am a fan of C-34 music. That's my brother right there. That is my
brother. Amen.
And he tells me, you know what? I got a lot of love for him because I respect him as a man. Even I brought ideas to him, and he'll give you honor, his honesty. He's straightforward. He's not. It's nothing. He has great character. You know what I mean? He's a great dude. He's going to give you your full honesty. You know what I'm saying? And he just, his poetry is so dynamic. I love the poems that I heard with the music. Gina Storm, the freestyle queen, you know, she got that eloquent type voice. You know what I mean? Like late night radio. You know what I mean? Like, here's Gina Storm, and I just want to go ahead and play this. You are like this right here.
That's a black band of white to you, Otto.
Yes. She's the freestyle. You know what? When I say freestyle queen, the life that she puts in a poem is magnificent. I've been following Gina for a long time, and I'm always amazed when she freestyles, because it's just, you can feel the passion in that poem. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it's like real, it gets real deep. You know, and you're great, Pro Crab. You know what I mean? I've listened to that brother, my go-go brother, poet Meadows. You know what I mean? I've heard Mr. Whispers before. You know what I mean? So I mean, I've been with the poetry so long that I heard a lot of people before.
What you got for us tonight, brother? I know you got something on tap like nobody business. I heard you go nuts the other day too. That was beautiful, bro. I think you were in one of these Epiphany stations. Oh man, I can't remember who it was. It's gonna come back to me after we get off the telephone.
Thursday night. Get down, yeah.
All right. Hey, man, go ahead and say hey to Mama Donna right quick and Timothy, and we got Gina Storm in here also, brother.
Okay. Hello, Mama Donna. And hello, Mr. Whispers.
Hey there.
Hello,
how you
hello,
doing,
hello.
Brother?
I'm doing fine.
I'm ready. I'm anticipating something good. Tell me something good.
Yes.
That's it. But he about to go nuts. Nah, I tell you what, I'm about to go ahead and hand you this mic, brother. That you got to do, go ahead and do a preheat before it. Then that's on you. But I'm going to hand you the mic, and you can go ahead and do it until you're done with it, sir.
I want Tina to give me a title, and that's going to be my phone.
Now, you might as well hand the mic, too, Gina.
Okay, then I can give you the title and hand you the mic. Without further ado, I'm introducing to some, reacquainting others. He'll never get the same piece twice because he freestyles the automatic charismatic himself. And the title of his piece is going to be Something Good.
Something Good. Maybe if I could go ahead and put you into a nice place. Everything is like in this shining moment. Become prepared. One to see the day and night, and one to give out the full insight you see. Everything that's negative, pulling us down in the dirt. And we can feel the hurt, feel the pain, but once we want to feel the change, Let me educate your mind and elevate you to the next level and remind you that you are special. There's something good, I tell you. Something good for your heart. Something good to bring you peace, to let your whole knowledge increase. There is a negative must be deceased. You learn from yourself. You learn from that you are one of a kind. And don't be blind to what is facing you that trying to knock you out of what you're trying to do. You have to be on your mental state of mind challenging what may be damaging. Go ahead and be that fix and all in your mix. It's something good. It's something that's going to take you down the alley, down with the finale. Something that you never thought could happen, but can you imagine? Only in the deepest compassion. Now I need you to go ahead and take this ride with your seatbelt fastened. You see, I need your reaction. Your smile will say it all. So I need you to go ahead and stand tall and go ahead and go for it all. Tell you something good. I want you to be awake. We're going to keep working as long as it takes. We make something like what is the final and what is our arrival, our pretense. We cannot be in this place that caused us to be like the downfall. We must adjust. And everything that tried to go ahead and pull us away from progress will turn into dust. And our hearts and our minds that we trust. You see, the evil of the lust that tried to go ahead and take us away from our mission. But what is our decision to follow, to go ahead and keep trying like no tomorrow? I'll tell you something good, but would you believe it? Well, if I tell you something good, would you receive it? You see, I need your mind right now. I need you to allow something good, something right, something, everything, all in your sight. But what's good and what's right, you make that decision. But I'm going to keep on telling you something good. And this be for your own good. Now have that understood. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, the lyrical engineer, gets in on my name, 5-in drive.
My man Auto. Somebody going to get it right. Somebody going to have to get it right or they going to get it right. I'm telling you, there's something wrong out here, man. But I feel that peace right there. What's that peace about, Auto?
Something good. Dina Storm gave me the name of the poem. The Freestyle Queen, that is. The Freestyle Man of White. Yes,
oh,
yes,
man.
Yes, the Wheel of Fortune.
So we got Gina to thank for that. Gina, we appreciate you for going ahead and be amusing our brother here to go ahead and bring that peace out of him.
I was on mute.
No, I was actually speechless. I had unmuted. I just didn't know what to say. I think this is the first time I ever got married without an proposal, so I'm scratching my head about that, but I'm proud of what you came up with. I felt like I was on a journey, and I followed you on the ride. I appreciate that. So that's what I'm doing.
Oh, thank you very much, Freestyle Queen. Yes, Jay, and, you know, Mama Doc, Mr. Whispers, y'all the heavyweights up in this piece.
So we got the heavyweights coming up in this roster.
Yeah,
we also got Johnny up in this barrel too, man.
Yeah. It's a storm. You getting up in the storm now.
I know. Johnny, you've been out here spreading your wings, ain't you, lady?
A little bit. I was just saying, he's saying Gina's the freestyle queen, but he's out here
handling that freestyle stage as well. Always impressed.
Oh, thank you.
No. We'll have to have a versus with y'all two one day up in here in the Just Jay and Gina show. A friendly versus. But I think it would be good for all the poetry. What you think, Gina?
I would love to do that with Gina. You know, I admire Gina so much that I would love to do that. Friendly versus with Gina. You know, I would love that. You know what I mean? Because she's one of the poets that I truly admire. You know what I mean? I love listening to Gina do her freestyle. And you know it's going to be dope. It's like I don't expect nothing less. You know?
My man. I tell you what, we're about to go ahead and get into a commercial, man. We appreciate you for coming through here, man. We probably going to go ahead and do a speed round, but we got to go ahead and get to some of these poets that's in here. And then we have a couple of people from the Epiphany side that are waiting in the wings, too. We're really looking forward to go ahead and having the mesh and the mingle between the two. But Auto, man, we appreciate you for coming through, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, Automatic Charismatic the Lyrical Engine is leaving the building, but you can't stay for that old speed round.
All right. I say
one love for Mike.
One love for Mike.
Wait. Johnny's, how you doing? You just snuck up in this John Burrow? Oh, I just muted her.
Fire. Wait, was I muted or was I muted?
I was trying to work a trick where you could just go ahead and speak through the mute, but I guess it didn't work. How are you doing? You all right, lady?
Yeah, I'm doing amazing. I was just saying that the opening playlist, the poetry playlist, was everything. I've been here. I've been listening.
Yeah, I heard you get that piece at the end, too, man. That's an old piece, too. That was an old piece.
That may have been like one of the first ones that I got a chance to work with, you know, another poet with. So thank you for having me join you in the writing of that and the reciting of it. That was amazing. I love that piece. It's one of my favorites, actually.
That was instrumental for me to hear somebody else do my words. And when I look back on it, I'm really ashamed because it was all kind of jumbly and you end up making it work. Just by you know, linguistic gymnastics and other things that you were doing, because I was seeing there was some gaps right there, and you was getting over the top of them. You was making it happen. That was dope.
I think I saw. I feel like I saw where you wanted to go with it. It was snapshots of all of these beautiful moments, and I liked that approach. So it didn't feel all over the place to me, not at all.
All right, sweet. You know. You're not officially a part of the small house, but, you know, we've been working with you the same way that Epiphany's been working with you, so it only made sense to have you up in here, Janice.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. We're going to go ahead and go to a commercial break. When we come off the commercial break, we're going to do some more talking with the poets from small house. Go ahead and find out what's the deal with these guys. See what y'all in a minute.
Take your socks off at Epiphany Radio.
You try to say, but you won't take your socks off.
Mommy's here. I sit between her legs. I scream in anticipation of the comb pulling through my hair. I wince in pain as the comb hits a tangle. Mommy is not too gentle. The frustration emanates from her.
I don't mind the momentary pain. I am sitting between my mommy's legs. I am connected to her for this moment in time. The love I feel consumes me. Her focus is on me alone. The tangle has been untangled. The comb glides through my hair. The comfort that this simple but routine action gives is indescribable. She then scratches my head to loosen the dandruff before washing my hair. Laying on the counter with my hair hanging off the edge, water running through my hair. Shampoo is applied to my scalp. The rhythmic scrubbing is soothing to the inner her child. After the shampoo, the drying of my hair, then the parting of my hair. The application of sulfur 8 mixed with hair grease, all done while sitting between her legs. It's a place of safety and perceived love. She must love me if she cares for my appearance. I deduce with my childish heart. Now here comes the instrument that strikes fear for my precious ears and scalp. The hot comb that straightens the most stubborn curls into submission. Hearing the grease sizzle, praying it doesn't sizzle my hair, leaving that burnt hair smell permeating through the ear. Now comes the best part. Torn paper bag strips used to curl my hair. It's a special occasion tomorrow. It's the first day of school. This memory plays in my head as I rake the comb through my mommy's hair. The feeling of love is overwhelming as I comb my mommy's hair. The roles have been reversed. I now take care of my mommy's hair. I stand behind her. She sits in the chair, feeling the love with each stroke. I roll her hair with foam rollers with precision. It's a connection that can't be replaced. It's a natural progression of the parent-child relationship. I now get to pour my love into my mommy's hair. And that's the wisdom of Mama Donna.
All right, that was Mama Donna. Mama Donna, what was the name of that poem there?
She was having a problem with her Wi-Fi, Mama Donna.
Oh. All right, all right. Well, that was Mama Donna there, everybody. Mama Donna, we're going to go ahead and keep the light on for you before you can get back in. I'm about to play another quick track for y'all. And we'll get moving.
She's frozen heat. All that she's felt can't seem to melt her tried life. She developed dry ice to comfort her 7 pounds beating, bleeding love in dark light. Even her bed sheets part like Red Sea's beloved is cold-blooded, yet star-studded. She manages to shine like the ice in her jewelry. Her duty is callous, the saddest heartbeat complete. Her song is costly, killing her softly. Her degree stays on breeze, frozen, hoping someone felt her melt just a little. A nice start is to offer her the fire of love for her iced heart. Shivering, delivering hail, hoping the indent in her heart can be read like Braille. Trying not to fail at chilling temperature when raised unexpectedly, especially when she feels snowed in. She becomes blinded in ice rays as her ice age. She can barely beat beating heat that tries to infiltrate her mind state. It appears to be hate, but it's hurt. Ice cream, I love you. Even when your puddles melted, I felt it like living water. You are destined to make greatness survive as you have for so long. You are ice strong. Within you, I'm frozen. Whisper loud.
Brother Timothy whispers.
Brother Timothy, what you doing out here with all these tracks and all the rest of that type of stuff, man?
Man, I thank y'all so much. It sounds good to hear yourself sometimes on another platform, but I am definitely working on some more tracks. And tonight I got something that's about 4 hours old, brand new ink. So we'll stay tuned for that in the future. But I got some new tracks coming. Oh, yeah.
You normally don't let your tracks get that old, bro. You slipping. Four hours old?
Yeah. Yeah, man.
He's falling off the wagon.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Timothy, tell the people a little bit about yourself, man. Just pretend that these people don't know anything about Timothy Whispers, man, and let them know who Timothy Whispers is, sir.
Timothy Whispers is a spoken word artist, a poet, a father, a student, a soon-to-be husband, and I just love the art of poetry. It gives me and other poets the freedom to say what you don't normally say to people, good, bad, or indifferent. And you can just, like, let it go, and it's okay because it's in a poem. That is the beauty of poetry, man, to be free to say what you want to say, you know, and articulate it in a special way, coated with cadence and passion and influence and joy and pain and all of the above. It's coated with so many different things, but the end goal of Timothy Whispers is to open someone's eyes to something they might not have seen or don't want to see, or they have seen but just don't remember or recognize it. But through this poetry, through my poetry, I hope to enlighten them to a brighter day, a brighter, another level in their lives that they may have been struggling with and couldn't see. Yeah, that's who Timothy Whispers is.
Bro, we're going to get off into some of your advocacy work, too, that you do. But how long have you been with the Small House of Poetry, man?
I think I've been with the Small House of Poetry since, 2019, 20, something like that. No, yeah, that's when did we start? Well, put it like this, from the beginning. Yeah, I'm going to put it like that. I'm not even trying to go with the numbers, but from the beginning, I've been there, you know what I'm saying? Brother Just Jay has been an instrument in my life for that, through that. We've connected before Small House on other platforms, and so has myself and Gina Storm. And we just grew together, you know what I'm saying? These are more so my sister and brother than my actual sister and brother. You know, it happens that way in life sometimes. Sometimes the family that you're looking for or you think that should be there are not. And the family that God gives you are the ones that are there. And I think that God has given me the Small House family. So we walk through the kitchen, we walk through the living room, and we drive in the AM. And I'm happy with that. I'm cool with that. Yeah.
Hey, man, you've meant a lot to this house, man. Like I've always said from the very jump, Tim is the opener and the closer. You just got to pick where you want him to be at. Tim can't do it all.
Yeah.
If Tim feel Mike Tim is descending from the ceiling to get that jugger, like Mission Impossible.
Yeah,
be distracted with the mic around and watch Tim magically appear in front of that Joe, ready to go.
Yeah, you know, I'll be ready to go sometimes. You know, sometimes I'll be, you know, I'll be eager to get the mic, you know what I'm saying, and in some spaces. They'd be like, damn, this nigga just got here. He's trying to get on the mic. Yes. I know it was 45 people before me, but I want it now. It's my mic, and I need it now.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's the attitude.
You need a guy like this, though, because sometimes even the best poets will sit back and be waiting on something. Tim's not waiting on a damn thing.
Trying to get in, Wilfred.
I know. Yeah, I'm going to let you go ahead and talk to the other family members before we go into your piece, brother.
Yes. To my other family members, Mama Donna, Wallace, Frequency, Atlas, Sage, Love Fabby, did I say her? Yeah. And I got nothing but love for y'all, man. This is the dream team, and I'm so excited here. And big shout out to Epiphany Radio for what y'all do, man. Y'all been around for some centuries, too. I think y'all been around so long, y'all owe Jesus some money, too. And y'all been doing the damn thing. You know what I'm saying? You are definitely heard. I remember when I first started playing with Blog Talk Radio. It was back in 2016 and 17. I was going through Wolf Hours, doing my thing there, and wow, it was a lot of folks there, you know what I'm saying? I heard of Gina Storm. I was like, who is this lady? Gina Storm. Then time moved on, and I got to Black Love Poetry Series, and there goes that lady again, Gina Storm. I was like, okay, well, that's what's up. And Just Jay came around. I said, all right, that's what's up. And we have been united ever since. Nobody can keep us apart. Naki Dada. You know what I mean? Nothing can keep us apart. Naki Dada.
All day.
Yeah, man. I love it, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. I love my family, man. We all compliment each other in so many different ways. The communication levels are so strong, you know what I mean? I haven't been with a long time, because I haven't been with any other group of people that watches each other's back the way that we do for each other. Good, bad, or indifference, we are there, you know what I mean? You need that one family member that will tell you about yourself, and you need to be told and still
love
you.
Yeah, we got to love both, yeah.
And that's what we got in the small house, man, and I love that, and I'm here for it, yeah. As Sage would say, over across the pond.
I'm here for it, man.
With no further ado, good man, the mic is yours.
This piece, it's called My Roots. America's system was designed to impale me. I'm not too Alex Haley, but America's system was designed to impale me, but I'm too Alex Haley with the roots, rooted through ancestors in the heavens of reverence speak of. We get soiled in the wrong soil, treated like cursed dirt, yet we planted worth we never seen. There's a lot of cotton picking minutes between now and then. I've never been to Africa, but I African plant awareness in the garden of young minds. One time for the seeds that we need to harvest the hardest conditions mixed in mud. We watch the buds of love sprout. My roots breed melanin, holding order for the lineage to come. We grow from what we plant. Our trees of life starts from the slap and the cry. We die slowly. Only God knows why. Some lives are delicate like bonsai. Just one time, I want to see my people sprout without defeat. Be the roads that grew from concrete, turning couldn'ts into coulds, the stones to wood, to burn stereotype. We must stay rooted, recruited by nature. We are supposed to be here. Let's grow every day. That way we rise above poverty, obviously beanstalk and oppression. We must believe in the mustard seed, enjoy the rare footage, barefooted. We are not the rock in the sinking sand. Stand like oak trees and keep our strength honest and stay rooted for the promise. Whisper loudly.
Wow. No, if I was muted, I would. All I could say was wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Tell us something about this poem here. What's this?
That poem was, is like I said, it literally is about 4 hours old. And it was inspired by Sierra. Sierra's got a song called Stay Rooted. Young girl, stay rooted. And I was listening to it earlier, and my pen just started going. I couldn't stop. Yeah. Stay rooted.
Brother, how many poems do you write a week?
How many poems do I write in a week?
Yes, sir. On a good week.
On a good week, I might write about 4, 5, depending on where I'm at. Emotionally or spiritually, 4, 5. The most I've written in a week was 10.
How many poems you got locked inside your head right now, bro?
In my head, locked inside my head right now, I don't know exactly how many poems exactly. I just know that if I had a live performance, I could hold the audience for about 45 minutes.
My man.
Without looking at paper or phone. Yeah.
Any feedback from Mr. Whiskers?
Yes, I'd like to say this, not with envy, not with hatred in my voice, but I'd like to say this out of, wow, that's so dope. Because sometimes if I didn't freestyle, I couldn't speak because either I didn't charge my phone, or I started crying and the ink ran on the notebook. So off the dome was all I had. But if you can do that, I feel like it's your superpower. When people think freestyle is mine, I don't think it's a superpower. I thought it was a defect. I think what you do is a superpower, however. But that's just
me.
Oh,
man.
Yes, I love that.
Thank you, sis.
Wow.
You know, I want to do it. I want to do it right here. On Epiphany Radio, I want to give everybody my memory formula. I want y'all all listening right now to write a poem. And when you write that poem, I need you to pick it up and read it 19 times. Put it down. Do that for 4 days. All 4 days, read it 19 times each day and put it down. And by the 5th day, I bet you you'll memorize it. Just like you memorized that favorite song that you heard on the radio for 3 times and you know all the lyrics to it. So why don't you enhance your own craft and work like you memorized Chris Brown's song or Marvin Gaye's song? It's the same exact thing, but you have to internalize it like it came from you, just like you do when you hear it on the radio. That excitement you get when you heard that Mercy, Mercy Me, or the new Isley Brothers, or the new Jodeci, whatever. Keep that same energy for your homework, and your memory will, you know, be good to you and for you, and it won't be so hard to lock it in. Yeah. The formula is 19 times for 4 days. Yeah.
You mean back to back to back, or you mean just 19 times for that day?
Back to back. Don't stop until you get to number 19. Yes. Read it from front to back 19 times that one day. Put it down. Don't look at it no more. Go back the next day. Read 19 times. Put it down. Don't look at it no more. Do that each day for 4 days.
I got a follow-up question. Are you reading it out loud or reading it to yourself?
Reading it out loud to yourself.
Wow. God.
Yeah.
Like that.
Because when you can hear you, you can remember.
Yeah,
you.
I needed that because I wouldn't have been doing it automatically. But thank you for saying that, and thank you for asking.
Yes,
amen.
I love that.
All right, brother Uncle Tim, man. We appreciate you coming through here, man. We got to slide over to another family member. We already played her track.
Hey,
we got Mama Donnie in the house.
Yeah. I'm going to the green room to get me a drink. I'll holler at y'all. I'll be here.
All right, bro.
All right.
Mama Donna, how you doing? How you doing? You had some technical difficulties. They had to call the IT man out, the Epiphany IT man.
What's the
matter? You on mute, Mama Donna? Oh, she is having some major difficulties. All right. Okay. Yeah.
Tell the Matrix to let my mama go.
I know. Give her free.
I promise. Right.
I'll tell you what. I'm about to go into this other piece right here then right quick.
Let's go.
All right. All right, let me go into this piece right quick.
Let me hand you
the mic. Say it again.
Hand you the mic.
Magic mic?
Hand the mic to you.
For what? Why would you want
to
do something
like that? I thought you said
like
you were going to the next piece. Always want to play a track. Sorry.
Yeah, I was about to play a track. You scared the hell out of me.
I was thinking, well, if you're trying to spit, I need to make sure I'm there.
I appreciate you, sis. We're about to
got
go ahead and get it right now.
Let's go.
You've got me sounding like espresso. Anxiously expressing with more fullness than I expected to. My hesitance upended as forethought is poured over everything I've said to you. We drink our coffee and pretend not to look at each other. A little foam the color of silence wants to cling to my lips, but I lick them, tasting honesty and ink, this poet's eventual hello. I call it sleep. Essentially Johnny.
Ladies and gentlemen, that right there was an honorary member of a small house of poetry, essentially Janice. How are you doing, lady?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
Yeah, your music, your poetry has been gracing the Epiphany hallways quite a bit as of late. You've been pretty active.
I love to hear it. Yeah, I definitely appreciate the airplay.
Hey, believe me, if it wasn't good, it wouldn't be in here, so... I think you got all your stuff out the way early, so don't worry about it. It's all good. Tell us a little bit about Janice, because we see that you're doing some exciting things on your page. Give us the name of your page, and we need it loud and clear. We need to know these other platforms that you're on.
Okay. So I am on primarily Instagram and TikTok. Both you can find essentially Janice. It's VSANECE. And I also have a Facebook page, an artist page that's titled the same way, essentially Janice. My bio, what I've chosen to add to there is that I'm a creative first, then a writer, a poet, visual producer, and a recording artist. And I add that with a little bit of a laugh because it's funny to me, but I was told to start saying that as a way to manifest it. And to be more comfortable with the idea of my voice is going to be like my platform. And as I get more comfortable with recording pieces and sharing tracks, that's, you know, just a way to manifest what how I want to share my work. What else? I published a book a year ago. The title is Defiance. And I have the link on my bio. On my Facebook page, And there's also tracks related to that book that's in my bio as well. And what else? Right now I'm working on about 3 titles simultaneously. And the one that I'm working on that I'm the most excited about is about my son. And it's for my son. It's called That Dude in His Mode. And it's about just our journey as part of the autism community. And I'm sharing some of the posts that I've shared throughout the years that have connected us to friends and family. Some of the things that are funny, some of the things that he does, what I learned from him. And then it's a sketch story that's included in poetry related to my son and autism and just what we've learned.
You do a lot of sensory poetry as well. What is the origin of that?
Oh, all right. This may fit that meme I shared the other day as far as explaining my poetic process, because one of the things that happens is the more emotionally locked in I am, the more emotionally locked in I can be, I see more color and it feels more sensual. And so my writing is an attempt to kind of capture that and share it as accurately as I can. My old poem, The Silent Dream, and basically that had to do with sharing images from my dreams. And what I realized was there were times where I would see the first line, and then I would go to sleep after I wrote it down, and I would wake up and finish the piece. And so I still write that way a little bit. So the pieces that are very, like, visual and have those sensory elements are because I saw it that way or I felt it that way.
You know, the content that you've been creating has been next level. I've seen you take 2 to 3 images and make a whole story out of it and make it feel like after you get done watching it, your brain is saying, like, you know, you've seen something that was in motion. You may go back there and look and see there was frames that you were using. That's a talent. I don't think that you can go to school and, like, well, we're going to show you how to do this. They can show you how to do it, but if it's not an innate thing that's naturally a part of you, I don't think it would come across like that.
I appreciate that. It's definitely work that's put into it, and it's very personal on some levels. I just may not necessarily, you know, outline it in that way, but I'm literally sharing, like, how my brain works. And to me, it feels like it's all over the place, but it kind of, like, helps me define it better when I can put it, you know, on a page visually in that way. It makes sense of it for me, I guess. I guess that's what I mean.
You posted a meme yesterday, and the meme was like, this is what it feels like that I am telling people
yeah.
my poetic process is. And the person was sitting there like in the all zen type of state. And then below them, they're like, the reality is there was this guy, he was wired and he was all over the place and he had this big diagram.
If you could see me, like, my hands move as I write, because it's almost like I'm tracing the words in the air. Like, I move when I write. So, I'm all over the place. You don't
we need
hear it.
Live on that one.
Say that again.
We need proof of life on that one right there. We're going to have to see that one in the video or whatever you're going to do. We're going to have to see that one.
I need more videos. I need live videos. I think I have like one.
Say it again.
I think I only have like one live video when I'm reading, but I need to do more of those. You can actually kind of see how it makes me move, to be honest. It's just not something that I share often.
Yeah, the small house that came across something recently, too, we're going to have to go ahead and share it with you. We'll let you in on details about that a little bit later. But with that being said, Janice, the mic is yours.
Okay. The title of this piece is Literary. She writes historical fiction that feels like blue ink, with passages that feel familiar to the versions of you that you're still trying to remember. your ankles, uncertain, strolling along uneven cobblestone that she embedded on the 23rd page. And now, you're engaging with another who's also waiting for her signature. He moves like autumn, as if comfortably seated outdoors while sipping on a hot matcha latte. What is this urge to slip your hands into this stranger's fleece-lined pockets? I bet he's warm. His hello was quotable, visceral. For a moment, you forgot what you were here for. But you got the chance to talk about the art at first. He happened to mention his access to restricted spaces with rare pages that have gone untouched for ages. It was like he read you. So when he finally read to you, after hours at this library where you first met, he was comfortably seated amongst the shelves of first editions. He chose something unabridged, and he used his fingers, taking his time hovering over your now favorite lines, pausing for your permission. What did his words feel like? And were his whispered recitings everything that you thought they'd be, essentially?
I've been following the series that you have been doing on Facebook. This poem that you have going right here, what is this, and how is it related to that series?
This is the first piece in the series, and the idea behind them is they're like just romantic little pieces that are dates, and each date that a venue of a place that I love. So this first one is at a library. The second piece that I did is at an art museum. And they are also inspired by quotes. So this particular one, let me see if I can find it. There was a quote, and it's a picture that goes with it. And I wasn't sure if I was going to lean into the sensuality of it or I don't know. But here's the quote. I'm not sure. Sometimes I'm not sure how far I'll go, so I kind of lean into innuendo a little bit so it can go either way. So it depends on
now,
how you receive it.
Big old hand in that man's pocket. That right there did all type of stuff in my brain.
No. But that wasn't intentionally sensual. That just happened to be sensual. But listen,
I was sensual
the quote
accident.
Say again.
I was sensual by accident. Please forgive me. Oh, that was nice.
Oh, I do that. I do that sometimes too. But the quote that inspired the piece is, "I'm the kind of girl who dreams of getting licked in the library overnight." So you see what I mean? Like, I could have gone really sensual, but I did not, but I could have.
No, you can back that out like you were saying that to your mom. Say that again. We couldn't hear that.
Yeah, that was kind of fast, right? I'm the kind of girl. I'm the kind of girl who dreams of getting licked in a library overnight. And so, kind of lean into the rare book section. That was the only part that I felt I was kind of like hinting at possible sensuality, but I don't know.
You know what? When I seen you post that, I thought that you were going to go all in with that. But what you
actually did was those simple things. Yeah.
They were very appetizing and very appealing. Because it did not go all the way out. I'm gonna go ahead and let some of the other. I'll go ahead.
No, I was just gonna. The last thing I was gonna add is just kind of what I'm going to do for each piece in the series. I'm not gonna go all out, but that possibility is there because in some ways I want the reader to just go ahead and take it the rest of the way if they want to.
Any further feedback for Janice's piece?
Is that, you know, I had to wipe the drool off my chin talking about being licked in the library. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. You know, I like books. You know, I like books.
you gonna give a purple cup, Bill?
It was very sensual. All jokes aside, it was very sensual. I felt that it was playful. It was thoughtful. It was clever as well. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I didn't think that you were talking about literally being licked. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But I didn't get that from that piece. But it was beautiful. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Appreciate that.
Gina with a G, you still with us, lady?
I am. How could you continue to speak if the moms were actually asleep because I need to have an adult conversation with Miss Janice? That poetry for me was life, and I'm going to tell you why. I had a friend who said she wanted to be a burlesque dancer, and we had taken a class, and she fell in love with it, and she made up a character for herself, started buying the outfits. She and I took a pole dance. That's another story. Anyway, the story that I wanted to tell was that it was the thought of nudity. It was the illusion of the alluring. Yeah. It was the presence of sensuality without giving off sexual energy. And if that's what you perceive, that's just what you came away with. I enjoyed the shows, and I emceed them for a couple of years, and I learned a lot about the women who danced burlesque. They were very introverted and shy. They were uncomfortable in crowds. They didn't like to speak in public, but they were doing something on stage where they had the power, and there's power in giving off just enough but not too much. So I love that.
That's
amazing. I love that. That's what I got. I love that. It was beautiful, and that's what I got from you, so to give it back.
Sweet, sweet. All right. We have Janice, we appreciate you for letting you come in here and letting us go ahead and sit you on a little hot seat and go ahead and examine you. You and your work. But we know that you are very introverted, and that's not a bad word to use.
Super introverted. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
You embrace it full-heartedly. What you you were graded at a 9.7 on the introvert scale?
Yes. Yeah.
92.7
sure, right?
Or something like that.
Yep.
All right. Well, we appreciate you for letting us go ahead and hotspot you for a hot second. We're going to go into a little quick snippet. 346, you are next. 213, you are right after that. And then 518. And we also have a couple other people. I see Gwen C with her hand up. Well, I don't know what's been happening to make her raise her hand. You know, Gwen C has sit there the whole time, Gina.
I ain't even mad at her.
Mm-hmm. And then after that, we have 732. We see y'all. We're about to get around to y'all. We got the small house people out the way. Now, hopefully, we get some more epiphany folks to go ahead and roll down through here. That would be sweet and awesome. All right. Stand by, y'all. Hey, Gina. What happened? There you go.
There you go.
Take your socks off at Epiphany Radio.
You try to stay, but you won't take your socks off. Go, my world, take your socks off at Epiphany Radio. What you won't do, your socks home at Epiphany Radio.
Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our illustrious leader, CEO Larry Maddox, in this Joan Burrow piece, y'all, everybody. And also, don't forget about your Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Check out our man, For Real the Poet. Check out Epiphany. Check out everybody that's under the Epiphany umbrella. We have 7 nights a week over here. Most of it runs at 9 o'clock Eastern. We do have a catch weight with our brother and sister, Kimbrella and Keith Eric, where they go on every other Friday, except they come on at 10 o'clock Eastern. But right now, we have a little piece of the heartbeat of Epiphany in this Jones. Let's go ahead and see who it is. Caller, how about you?
What's going on? It's the Pearl of Negra. How y'all doing?
So bad. Now we got you up here, the Pearl of Negra.
I'm good. Hello to everyone. Who is up in
Happy
here?
Happy Saturday.
Thank you, Gina.
Just Jay, I'm one person. Another person. Anybody can speak up anytime.
Who else was
well,
up
she knew
here?
I was going to say happy Saturday because she said I'm the reason she knows what day of the week it is.
Absolutely. I'll be in here scratching my head. What's today? And then I hear Gina. I'm like, okay, I know what day it is now.
Sweet.
I'm enjoying the show, man. It's a poetry. Oh, my God. I have to speak on Janice. She gives a visual where, to me, she gives me a visual to where I can literally hear the whatever type of weather it is, the atmosphere. I can hear people walking by. In that particular piece, though, I can feel when she said the hand slipping inside the jacket, the pockets, it's like fuzzy and warm in there. And I didn't, honestly, I didn't take it as a sensual thing or erotic thing. It was more of a organic, you know,
yeah.
Falling into that person, just a natural type of love and bonding. That's what I got from it. And she already know I'm a super, super fan. Eh, but
I am cheesing so hard. Thank you. You're the reason that I press one. I'm always going to say that. You're the reason that I first press one, calling in, and I listened for 2 years before I finally press one, and you're the reason that I did.
Oh, thank you. That's so awesome.
Yeah, man.
Okay, what's going on? Y'all still here?
Yep, I'm still trying to figure it out. We're going to go ahead and keep it moving. Right, well, you know what? The Blog Talk lady been giving us a little bit of AT double hockey sticks. Mama Donna keep getting thrown around out here. Gina tried to go help her and Uber her in, and then Gina got thrown out for her troubles.
Yeah. Blog Talk been cutting up past few weeks. I noticed I got kicked off and had to call back in the other night, and it's just been, yeah, I think, I don't know, maybe she on one, but yeah, Blog Talk is cutting up.
Danielle, how long have you been with Epiphany?
Oh my goodness, let me see. I think I was brought in part of 2018. So that's what? 19, 21, 2, 3, 4. That's 6 years. Yeah.
Did you come in as a poet?
I was brought in as a poet. I was always writing, and I always tell everybody this, so I never get tired of saying this. You know, I've known For Real since I was about 14. And he kept trying to pull me in, and I was like, no, nobody knew that I wrote poetry. He saw something in me, and he was like, all you got to do is call in. And next thing I know, I was being put in, you know, as a host. And I've been doing it ever since.
Yeah.
You know, when you came in here to Epiphany, I remember you hit the ground running. I'm talking about running like a horse on fire. You were everywhere. You had started, I started slowly watching you catch up with Van as far as the activity going on around here at Epiphany. And then you had got to a point, I was like, I don't know which one of these rascals is going harder in this Jonesboro.
That's what's up. Yeah, I know.
What type of stress does that put on you, though, to go ahead and go like that? Stamina does it take to go like that?
It's a passion. I love poetry. It's in my blood. And I get excited because I hadn't met any other poets. Like right after I had my daughter, my husband took me to a spot to perform. And I met this guy that was also spitting some poetry. I don't remember his name, but he was pretty awesome. And after that, I was pretty much been a homebody. And I didn't really know any other poets until I was brought into Epiphany, and I was excited because I was accepted into the fold. And I just felt nothing but love, man. And it just keeps me going. It has always kept me going and keeps me going, and that's pretty much it.
Hey, I was watching you go, and when I was watching you go, I know that you were learning poetry at the same time, on top of hosting, on top of co-hosting, on top of supporting, and you did that for a long time. And when I used to come on and I used to come on to your show or what may have you, I used to tell people do not take for granted that you are here tonight, because it takes a lot of energy in order for that to happen. I know some people know it takes a lot of energy just to call in, but to go ahead and get in here, a lot of people don't know the sacrifice that is being made and the things that you say, like, well, I can't do on that night. And you were going every night.
For a while, I was going, and I was loving it. Once I got past my nervousness, it was like second nature to me. And I loved it. I looked forward to it. I loved when they asked me to come in and host or co-host or just sit in. You know, and it was driving me, and it still does. I still learn because I remain a student of everything, and I have so much admiration for all of you guys. I love it, man. I'm telling you. And it's all thanks to For Real the Poet.
Yeah. Is that nervousness still there?
Yeah, it still is. Yeah, every time I call in, you know, especially on certain shows. This one is not too much. You guys have a different kind of synergy. It's a little bit calmer, but when I call into the Get Down, I'll be trembling like a damn leaf, because it's something about the magnetism and the you know, J-Rob and Poetic are they're large to me. Not that you guys aren't, but they're on a different level, and it makes me nervous because I have so much admiration for them too, and they are amazing poets. They always have. They don't stumble. They always in sync, and I'm like, I gotta go spit some poetry behind now. Really? Oh my god! And when I wind up being the first caller, sometimes I'll be like, oh shit, I ain't even get a chance to warm up to the poems. Damn. Yeah. But I love it here. Your wild horses couldn't drag me away. I'm trying to tell you.
That's sweet. Hey, you have been You've been one of those support people that I've been watching walk through here, and the balancer of things in here as well. I know Epiphany is very grateful for all the things that you've been doing in here. It's a group effort. Takes all individuals. Everybody do what they're good at, and you definitely do what you're good at. You're good at keeping people together. You're good at squashing things. You're also very good at the cohesive part of keeping people together. So it's all appreciated.
Thank you. Thank you. I try. I like
Oh, go ahead.
No, I like peace, and I like things to be on an even keel. That's all. I don't like chaos and drama and negative energy.
The joint was needing the one pick. I said the joint needed a woman's touch. We have 11 callers in here, and I don't know what the blog talk lady is going to do. I had started to go ahead and set up a speed round, but I think I'm going to go ahead and let you get your piece off, and then after that we're going to go through the callers
we'll
and run a speed round. So
yes, let's do that.
Okay.
I'd like to give her the mic because I don't know if I'm going to get a chance to speak again. My call keeps dropping, and I don't have long before that time comes. So
Y'all have 3 minutes. If y'all call in online, y'all about to get a rude awakening. She about to cut y'all off. If y'all call in to 319-527-6300, we will get a chance. You can sit back in here and just listen. But in about 2.5 minutes, she about to cut y'all off, and she is not going. She gonna be rude about it. Rude as
she don't care.
Possibly can be. She don't care. So if you guys want to call in, right now is the time to call in. Possibly the whole entire radio show may go off in 2 minutes, but more than likely they're gonna give us the hour of grace time. But if it does go off, that is the blog talk lady, not us, because we got love for y'all.
Promise you.
All right.
All right. With that being said. Danielle, a.k.a. La Perla Negra, grandmother who didn't know how it was going to feel until she became one, my sister and the diva from Epiphany, you are the hardest working woman in the whole radio station, and I salute everything that you do. The mic is yours.
Thank you. All right, this is called Window to My Soul. You know, wisdom and maturity aren't always indicative of age. We gain these things more so through the experience of damage. I've always played the background, though, truth be told. And sometimes I wanted to be in the forefront. And I was happy for the most part behind the scenes, but there was always a hidden underlying misery. My happiness lived where it wasn't known. So I perfected a smile and bright eyes that hid my pain and would only break and dim behind those scenes. Because them knowing that I loved them was always more important than me knowing how to love myself. But I got tired of looking in the mirror seeing somebody I would pretend to know. Always acting out the lies I told myself were okay to present to the public. So after I climbed every mountain and hung off every ledge with everything in me, my heart surviving on being breadcrumbed, I found a strength within and realized the truth to holding on was to let go. So I wiped off the window of my soul, cleaned the mirror, and I fell in love with the real me that I discovered. And that's their piece.
Woo!
What was your headspace during this piece here, Danielle? This sounds like a piece that we have to learn to appreciate, or we have to learn to start putting those necessary things into place. What was your headspace when you wrote this?
I was hurt. I was tired of being hurt and tired of hiding my hurt. So I just...
How do you hurt, Danielle?
I was hurt through... See, I'm a giver. And takers have no limits. And when you are... When people become accustomed to you treating them a certain way, when you don't do that, then you become demonized. They want to, you know, ostracize you and you become the enemy. Even though you've been good to them the whole time. And I got tired of feeling like that, being made to feel like it was something wrong with me because I was setting up boundaries. So I pulled back and I said, you know what, I'm going to start loving me from now on. I'm not going to allow people to take advantage of me because I just have this thing in me where I want to be there for people. I call myself Helpful Harriet. And sometimes I speak too fast and say, yeah, sure, I'll do it. But I've learned how to stop jumping at helping people so fast. I start thinking, except for the ones that I know that really care for me and love me, I'm sure I'm right there, Johnny on the spot. But for those other ones that show their ass and gave it to me to kiss because I said no or I couldn't come through, no. I love myself too much. No. In fact, I started showing them the mirror so they could see how they were acting. And most people don't like that shit. They don't like what they see when they see the real them. And that's pretty much it, where I was at with that.
Any feedback for this poem?
I feel like it would be unfair if I went first. So if Tim is still here, he can go.
Tim might be on the break.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, we used to.
So I know Mama Donna. I knew Mama Donna was struggling, and I also knew that Johnny said she'd be right back. So here's the thing. For as long as I've known people to say, I'm not a poet, because I've been hearing that for years, like over a decade, people have been saying, I'm not a poet. You know, I know there were poems inside me, but sometimes I have these thoughts and I don't think that they're poetry. It was who I was. And then one day I was writing in my notes because I didn't know people could see my notes on Facebook. When I first got it, because then I would laugh at them about this because we are MySpace old and we reminisced on MySpace. And I was like, guess what? There's a MySpace poetry group I can add y'all to on Facebook. And he was laughing. So we were having this whole conversation about things that used to be that aren't anymore. But the thing that you bring to the mic that is always, it's not like used to be and it isn't anymore, is truth. My grandfather used to say that you have to back up a lot, but the truth can stand on its own. When I hear no lies detected, I'm thinking, oh, wow, this is awesome. This is my tribe. What do you say all the time? It's a vibe. It's vibration. It's energy. What did you say when you came in this space? Energy.
Energy.
The reason that Jess Day and I host the show together is because of Small House Poetry. I feel like everything he says, I'm just going to ride with it. And not everything I say, he'd be like, yes, I'm boss. No, it's not like that.
No.
No one is the other person's superior. We're an actual family. We listen to everyone's voice.
Mm-hmm.
We tune into how they're feeling, how they say things. How about this? A couple of weeks ago, I had a situation with my insurance. I didn't know how I was going to pay for my prescriptions. Small House of Poetry reassured me everything was going to be okay on so many levels that I told my mom, my daughter, and my ex. I'm not even worried no more. I'm good. I got this. And guess what? I got this. The insurance that I had won't be reinstated to December 1st, but there's not a gap in the coverage for everything that I need to have done. And anything that my insurance won't pick up, my village, my community, and the people around me will, because I didn't even know to ask for help because I'm so busy helping. You said something akin to that in your piece, and I said, well, now I understand how your vibe attracts your tribe.
I am you.
No, really, like, sometimes you just don't know. You'd be thinking, like, I think that this is why we like each other. I think that this is the reason why we became friends. But no, the reality is vibrations. It's energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's positivity. It's, what did you say, peace.
Mm-hmm.
ignorant people who are extra. I can't listen to gossip or participate in that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm offended by liars. See what I'm saying? So that's why I love the fact that you came and shared what you shared and said what you said about when you came in the community. See what I'm saying? You said 2018, you think you became Epiphany Family. So in 2016, mm-hmm. because I've been friends with Pharrell long
18, 19.
Okay, what? Okay, anywhere between 2020 and now doesn't count because that was COVID. When nobody doing nothing, we needed these shows. But I'm talking about before I needed this and I was outside and doing stuff and living my best life and miserable at the same time. I needed poetry then. And nobody understood that but me because that's always been my therapy. For real, the poet was my friend. And he had this network. And I didn't know nothing about what they were talking about. Like, call him to the show and do this, that, and the third. And I'm thinking, oh, that sounds like a lot. But it was a necessity, not a lot. So when you came in and said, I don't really do this, and you, I felt like you didn't want people to think that you were being bullied, because you weren't. You have a gift that you weren't sharing. And I'm so glad that you finally did. That's all I got to say about that because, as far as I'm concerned, no matter what it is, if you're venting, if you're praying, if you're crying, if you're just sharing something that's part of your past or something that you've been privy to, and you're telling somebody else's story because they're silent and they won't use their voice, you're being the voice for the voiceless. You're doing everything that embodies what poetry means to be. So I salute that.
Oh, thank you. Love you too, Gina.
You're welcome. See, that's what you get for asking me what I was thinking. Just as always saying, anybody got anything else they want to share? Ooh, don't ask me twice because when it comes to you, I felt that. And I appreciate it too.
I appreciate you too, Gina. Thank you.
Cool. Well, Danielle, we're going to go ahead and stick you on a comfy couch over there. We're going to try to get speed round in here. I think we'll have to get a speed round. It is so many callers in here. It's ridiculous. We're actually going to pick up the pace on how we're processing the callers. Callers, we appreciate y'all for hanging out with us like y'all have been doing. This is huge. This is phenomenal. We also, everybody who's on the line and got their hand up, you must be a poet. We need your MP3 so we can start playing y'all music up in here. This is what we're trying to do. We're trying to start playing y'all music, y'all poetry, like they play music out there. If y'all have been listening to the format that we're using now, this format has to be sending off all types of chimes and whistles in your brain about what the potential is on this. Let's go ahead and get this. Danielle, much love to you, lady.
Thank you. One love, one mic.
One last thing. What do you
mic.
Have going on?
Yes,
before
exactly.
we get
Tell
you off
what's
here.
Going on. Absolutely.
Hey, Megan.
What do you have going on?
Oh, y'all can catch me Monday nights co-hosting with King Atterbury and King and Queen's Quarters, and every Wednesday night in Divas Talk co-hosting with my diva, Mrs. VIP. Back to you.
We've been getting here, Mrs. VIP back too.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right, sis, I'm about to go ahead and set you on the couch, and we will be back at it in just a momento.
Okay.
All right, I hope I paused the right person. Danielle, say something to me.
Yeah, my mic's
okay.
Still open.
Oh, damn. Somebody going to kill me.
That's me.
Oh, man, that's not good. All right, we got 346. 346, how about you? We appreciate your patience there, caller. Then we have 213 after that.
Yo, 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 what's up, family? Can y'all hear me okay?
Oh, damn, only one person sound like this. Howard Cosell, how you doing, brother? Back from the grave again.
Listen, bro, I wish I had that Howard Cosell money.
Yeah.
That is Aziz, the pulmonologist, Robinson. Bro, what's good?
Lady KRS-One, how you be?
Up in here with just Jay, so imagine this. Yes, I might need vacation. He's my best friend, and the energy drain that everybody be like, oh, my God, how are y'all friends? We're friends because of the balance.
Yes.
People don't even understand the math on this. He's the calm. I'm the chaos. Which the fact
quite,
that you came in the
middle. Disease.
Don't you just
brother,
love
how
it
you
here?
Doing?
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. What'd you say, brother?
How you doing, Aziz?
Man, listen, I'm doing good, man. I'm blessed, and you know, I'm doing good. Thanks for asking, my brother. How about yourself? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I took a snapshot the other day when I seen you and your wife down there at Scott. No, was that Wolf Hours or Scott Maliki in there?
I think that was Wolf Hours. I think that might have been Wolf Hours.
Man, it was good seeing y'all two down there, bro. It was good to see
bro,
y'all
yeah,
two.
Yeah, it was good to hear you, bro. Yeah, yeah. Likewise, this way too, my brother. Likewise. And man, listen, and shout out to man, my brother for real, man. Shout out to Big Bro. I know you're in the background. I know you hear me. Shout out to you, brother. One love, now, man. My man. Appreciate you.
Sweet, sweet. Aziz, we've been poor on the time management, man. We're going to go ahead and get you in here. We're going to chop up your poem a little bit after you come
on
out, brother. But with that said, ladies and gentlemen, just right here is Aziz, the pulmonologist from over there from Drip to Mike. Go ahead, listen to the man. He's about to go ahead and spit it on your forehead. Mike is yours, sir.
Thank you. I shall deny what's defined by a sense dance on process, then confined by lack of respiratory fitness. Thinking limited became the litmus as the four corners of my thinking neglected and never reflected positive interest. Dreams stacked like Voltron, guided by Islam and the Quran. I turned me into a box, but their destiny required the octagon. Street-educated fingers accessed a trillium that fueled my verbal altitudes. Like sutures, printed pages became the lyric clinic that sold these bitten lips on this alpha dude. Then fine-tuned like wrist and repeat, refined my scribe and bench press metaphors and hyperboles till my tongue learned to flex lyrical obliques. I use no fold in my dialogue. Even my rough drafts are smoothed out as the Blankston Hughes himself filed it down and then sanded it. So if it's hard to decipher, that means it works the way I planned it. E40 taught me never adjust my flow so some goofy can understand it. Finally undefined by prison time, gangbanging and selling drugs. I was a victim of misinterpreted scripture infecting my blood. My plasma is pure as a full breed. My DNA can never be watered down. So when I spit, you can hear and see my heartbeat through my words like a lyrical ultrasound. My soul brother rhythm is that black pick with the black fist. Saturday morning clean and floor model record playing, amplifying Al Green like it's a ventriloquist. I was once as undependable as a submarine controlled by an Xbox joystick. Now people trust my spit like no rubber on a dick in the 80s before HIV hit. Motherfucker, we was kidnapped and whipped, reduced to nannies, house niggas, and cotton pickers. No matter who gets triggered, I owe my ancestors, so I keep raising the bar like a fat kid eating a Snickers. I snicker like I'm tipsy off liquor at that image in the mirror and how you couldn't tell me shit. Fuck the police, a little bit of gold and a pager on my hip. Snap the lip and pistol whip, chopping bricks, left my community unequipped to uplift. I contributed to this, so to fix, I made a switch, and with clenched fist, I beat those demons back like Django when he got his hands on that whip. The D is silent. White comfort wants to silence our history. Teach that slavery was a benefit, but the people who look like me, that benefit is a mystery. Islam taught me that dictators control power by controlling education. Finances change. You want to control the nation, use your private of information. A century-old playbook that travels with hate and has never been forgotten. Sniff the thinking and odor is rotten, so it's slavery was so beneficial. Take your melanin challenge family out there to the fields and let them pick them in that heat that had my people dropping and face with 20 lashes popping across the back for anybody stopping. It was you who invaded my continent, decided to go shopping.
purchase yourself a 400-year head start, and even if you did purchase the service option, a warranty becomes null and void when you mostly use the product and ignore the function. That head start did nothing. Your plan for our melanin malfunction. Your children's heroes look like us. Rap songs on a playlist got you dysfunctioning. This is karma gut punching. Bubble guts bubbling. This bumbling ideology crashing like a comet. That 400-year head start yielded profit, but you filled with so much buyer's remorse that now you move to delete our content. You suffer from that 90s crack pipe paranoia. In this year, fentanyl fear got your propaganda laced. Hustling hate, spoiling that same bullshit. Black wants power to get revenge, and Mexicans want to take our place. Let me get this straight. All in the name of preserving white race, some dumbass came up with burying black history and closing the border. Well, feel free to hit your closest Mickey D's and simply see your place ain't in danger by some foreigner. Right up front is the AI machine that's ready to take your order. And that's my drip.
Bars, I have nothing. I lost the line that I was holding on to, but it had something to do with brown people placing black ones because they were willing to do the jobs that they said that we were too lazy to. I don't know, something like that. And then there was another one earlier in where you said something about how we were being perceived and deceived. It was too much. So I'm going to give it to you just, Jay, because I feel like I lost my I had my finger in the page and I lost my place.
Oh, I lost several things too listening to that piece right there.
Oh my God, right.
I almost lost my whole hookup while you playing. Bro, Gina, right. Every time I would have a line, I said, I'm going to go ahead and ask him about this line. And I started listening to another line and following that line down a rabbit hole. And that other one would be nowhere to be found by the time you got done with that second line that you was doing. And you kept leapfrogging me like that the whole time, man. I was trying to go ahead and grab hold to a line. And your next line was bumping it out the way. This is dope, bro.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
We gonna have to get you and your wife in here, man. If you guys are up to doing that, we gonna have to put
Look,
a put
let
a.
Let me just say this: Mrs. Robinson be sitting in our audience all the time. She don't never raise her hand. She don't come. She don't spit. She don't
does
care.
Not.
And then you came over here to Epiphany and knocked it out the park to the point where we both speak. And sometimes we have to both put on our blinker light at the same time to say, "Let me in." I'm trying to say something. Can I talk? Is it my turn? That's how I felt when I was listening to your piece. I was like, I cannot hold on to a single phrase or line. I got some concepts. Thank God, because, you know, I have a multifaceted brain, but if I was slow, yeah, it would have been too much. I swear, you killed it. You killed me.
You
killed us. We're dead.
I appreciate that love, y'all.
This is the one time that you can say that I successfully spoke for me and just Jay. We're there. Because when he didn't come up with nothing, and I'm talking about he be having whole segments of poems by other people in his Rolodex, and he'll pull them out and then be like, anybody else get any feedback? No, because you're going to make me look like I'm drooling wearing a helmet on the short bus. I'm just going to come back behind it. What the? What are you doing, my dude? I thought we were getting this together. But you know what? That's my personal life. I'm going to move on. And just give flowers while they're due. Yeah. So, Aziz, you know how I feel about you. Like, we are literally brothers from another mother.
That's
I
awesome.
Love these two. And Subliminal, no, I've been big friends for so long. Look who looks.
Right, right.
I didn't even know that you were her dude. I'm like, no, why does this make sense? I like him. So I love y'all. And you heard what just say, and for me, this isn't pressure. Because sometimes he's a little aggressive and a little abrasive, like, we need to get you in. No. I'm saying this. Brother to sister. Sister to brother. You know where the love is. Come on. Tip them all. We're going to take care of
Yeah, y'all would be the first couple we would have on, man. So that would be an interesting dynamic there, Aziz. So if you guys, whenever you guys make your mind up, just remember we do this every other weekend, and we'll go ahead and get you squoze in there, brother. You and the missus.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes.
Yes, sir. Do you have any announcements that you want to make, brother, or how you doing?
Anything you want to share?
No, I don't. Not that. Oh, you know what? I do got something I want to share. Listen, so for anybody listening who's ever going to the BPC Fest 2024, as you know, my wife and I, we're hosting the open mic.
I
believe everybody already have the information. It's April 21st through the 24th. But
I'm going to be there.
A slight change for the open mic. Listen, we're doing a luau, a Hawaiian luau style type open mic. So, you know, fresh with Lay's and everything. So, get your best luau gear and we're gonna do a luau style for the open mic. So, I do want to put that out there just so it won't be no surprises for everybody. Woo! I put it in the group as well. So, it's gonna be we're gonna have fun.
Hey, congratulations on that, man. That's Mark Goggins and Melissa Ellis over there doing that, ain't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, bro.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, it's going to be in Myrtle Beach. Inbox me for any information that y'all don't have, hotel, date, otherwise. But, yeah, so that this little slight change, that the open mic is definitely going to be a luau. So, if anybody have any ideas they want to put on us, they have any questions right now, we're ordering all the decorations and trying to get everything together, see if we can get it to the hotel. We don't know if we're flying or driving there, but if just in case we fly, we're trying to get all the decorations and all the lays and stuff, like everything. So we're going to have some fun, man. I hope everybody participates.
Bro, you know what? People have been waiting on that to come back so bad because it got slowed down during the pandemic. They've been waiting on that to come through so bad. So they're pulling out the big guns to go ahead and get it restarted, man. Congratulations to you and the message, bro.
Absolutely. Appreciate that. All right, man. I'm getting out the way. Let some of these other flat forwards come through here, man. I'm going to kick back and listen, man. I appreciate y'all having me, for real.
Thank you.
I'm glad
you
said some of the other flat poets, bro, because you was definitely fly, man. Appreciate you, bro.
No doubt, man. One mic, one love.
One love, one mic. Awesome. Let's go.
All right. We got 518 in the building. Who on the mic?
Mahavi.
Oh, damn.
It's Javi.
What's going on?
The general of the army. The general of the army of honey dripping soldiers. What's going on with you, bro?
Well, technically, I'm actually the king. Jay Simone.
Straight
it out. The royal advisor is Omari. The sergeant at arms is Prince Drippy. And, you know, a whole bunch of other people in between. But yeah.
My goodness, I thought I was just out there throwing the funny out there. And Gina, he living his life for real out here like this.
It's true.
I'm not mad. All I can say is this. Hold on. If it ever gets crooked, let me straighten your crown. You got this. You got this. For real. Every time I go any place there's a honey dripper situation taking place, it doesn't even have to be a Mojave hosted or modded situation. I try to bring the filthiest things to come to mind.
Well, you know what?
I try to say words and phrases that will shock and awe.
You try.
Be shocked and awed.
You try. I've witnessed the both of you participate in incredibly dirty, filthy things.
What?
I've
in a tasteful way. We don't do it so we're disgusting.
Gene, he said he got the other show.
No. In real life, he knows that sometimes we're grown ups. He's got a whole wife.
Oh, okay.
You know, he's doing something.
No, See, no, see, he has a voice that draws down precipitation and moisture. Yeah, I don't know why he didn't act like he doesn't understand that.
And
he,
that's probably beyond his control, because I also suffer from that.
No,
I don't know if there's a support group.
Gina, you're the first person who I ever thought that if you came to my house, the fish would stop moving. I was very, you know, serious about this. I don't know. I've heard some things. I know why you're a grandmother now. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Well, you got the drop on
know,
your text.
Know that. Know that.
Yes. I know why you're
with
a grandmother.
With my chest.
Wait.
That's why they
matter
call
fact,
me Gigi, because I'm too fly to be a granny. Let's go.
I'm just saying, I heard that somebody said in a poem, you know, I want to talk to you, put your dick on the phone. I remember that.
Oh my goodness!
Mommy, it was a true story. It wasn't even poetry. It was just a reenactment.
Gina,
live
in your truth.
That
live
was a memory
truth.
For me.
Live in your truth, Gina. Live in your
my
truth. You were so confident. I have no doubt that you've said this before. I have no doubt.
Okay.
I understand.
I got to do better.
Listen, yeah, everybody has needs. So, you know, we are you are no different. Yes, I understand. I get it.
Thank you very much.
Mr.
I'm glad you acknowledged.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Mr. Mojave, how long have you been with Epiphany, man?
5 years.
5 years. What blew you into Epiphany, man? Because you just came here and all of a sudden you started doing your Hive stuff. So what's your background, bro?
No, so what had happened was, right, so what had happened was the station manager, you know that guy, the green-eyed bandit, Mr.
Mm-hmm.
Being, married now, so, you know, he can't be as, you know, you know, a.k.a., you know, Wolverine, that guy, slowly pulled me in. He put the little bait out there, and he pulled the reel slowly but surely. And just, hey, you know, you're my host of the show. Do you want to such and such? And hey, how about you come on the show? And I was over there, and, you know, and it was J-Rob was over there, and it was like Aziz was over there, and it's like, man, there's another person over there, but you ain't going to talk about that person. But there was people over there, and then for real, it was like fun. It was like all this stuff, and it was like great. And I was just like, oh, this is beautiful. And it was like, yo, you could do it, you know. And so what got me was they said, yo, you could do whatever you're going to do and just be you. And so I was like, yo. So I said, so I can do whatever I want. He was like, yeah, do whatever you want. You know, within reason. You know, because, you know, for real, be firing people. Our illustrious leader be firing people all the time, but we just show up the next day like ain't nothing happened. But that's how it happened. And then, you know, then I just became, you know, Iron Man. I, like, never missed a show for, like, I don't know how many years. Body as hell. Now it's body. Like, we don't know.
Hey, did the Honey Dripper start over here at Epiphany, man?
I remember when I met you, it was on Epiphany. Hip hop star, slam artist. I remember that.
Man, yeah. We try not to talk about that. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that. You serious?
Yeah. Hey, so the Honey Dripper story? Yeah.
Hey, what?
Yeah. Oh, this your time right now, bro. I'm trying to give it to you. You trying to give it back to me. Did the Honey Dripper start over here at Epiphany?
The Honey Dripper started before Epiphany, but I brought it through here. I brought it through Epiphany. So, like, literally the first shows were done here. Actually, you can actually take the thing. We have probably like 3 years worth of shows here on Epiphany as it stands. You know, and it's pretty fantastic and amazing. And, you know, I was like, I'm gonna do this. You know, so it was fun. So I'm not going to hold you, but, you know, Epiphany Radio Universe. Hey, and I named it 50-Year Radio Universe. Thank you. You're welcome. Because I was like, yeah, I'm going to just start changing stuff slowly. Right? And I just did this whole thing where I kept repeating something. I kept repeating it, and then everybody picked up on it. Because I do shit like that all the time. You know, the Starship did that too because Dave Mott. Because Dave Mott is like, you know, he did the whole thing with the universe. And I was like, yeah, we like the Starship. And we're all like blurbs and shit. So everything works out. But to answer your question, yeah, nah, it's love here. This is the fam. This is like, I've never devoted so much of my personal self to something that I love so much because of the people who surround it. I even got hired off the network. And like people came and got me hired before a different network. It was like, we'll pay you, we'll do this. And I was like, nah, bro, I don't really want to leave. I'm going to stay here. I'm going to stay with the fam. You know, and that's what happened. Like, how much love I have, it's like actual family. So, like, literally, when we talk, as you know, as when we talk and we build, it's nothing but love here. And that's what kind of keeps me here, is the fact that it feels like my real family. And in some cases, better.
Sweet, sweet, brother. We're going to go ahead and let you get this piece out the way, man. And then we're going to check in with one other person. We're probably going to go ahead and go to a speed round and make sure we get everybody in. But that being said, Sun Diata, the mic is yours, sir.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. One second there, sir. Because I think I lost my piece. Okay. His heart, larger than normal, big, wide, split into four chambers, each one separate, keeping and fastened that they work together. They've experienced great hurt through breakage, mostly due to the owner's own faulty decisions, tainted with pain, loss, and acrimony, the testimony that can be told in its shape and the way that it beats. The drum is rhythmic and dances when in love or surrounded by family or grows wings and soars from joy. From the smiles of his children, to the wanted first kiss, to the bliss of a hug, beats well for all of this. It can be fleeting sometimes, it can be bleeding sometimes, but it beats all the same. I heard it was due to the abuse of emotions, not prescribed to pills or potions, just tears. Crying for love and the acknowledgement and the warning of the outside hearts of those who birthed them to come together. Wanted to stop the speech impediments, wanted to stop the outside body to feel cared for, heard, and seen that love was a great journey. If he would always trip, fall like autumn, and love would leave, the browns and oranges would eventually give way to spring, and green and breeze, to give way to please and pleasure, anxious moments moving close, then wanting to feel the beat of another. Then watching it move away, full company, the furniture broken but still sat upon. Hear the beat, the rhythm of offbeat hip-hop with no sense of a two-step. The greatest hits charted platinum in the billboard of laws. The roots of childhood always trying to save some of that emo energy that surrounds the heart that birthed him. He wanted to be free. Soul developed into a wild spirit. Mind ignited, learned how to pursue that which makes meal, that which makes full happiness and love, wrapped up in dreams, seasoned softly in joy. Can't eat another way from being taken from, learned how to give until it hurts, then close shop until trust and connection can be opened with key, then learn to give carefully, considerably, still cautious. This heart is hidden from most, but given free, heart on sleeve, full of belief, and try and do, manifesting the best for you, how it hears. Listen closely, doesn't boast, is humble, but proud. You can hear this out loud, speaks love. Those who can hear me knows my heart out loud. It's 80 boombox style. It's like laying on linoleum, beatboxing and breakdancing, spinning upon back, never in lack. Always in love, always trying to give love, always trying to find peace, representation like doves. The heart beats. And that's the piece.
Bro, this angle of sensuality that you've been going down lately, man?
That wasn't sensual. That was not sensual.
What would you call that, dear Mojave?
I would describe that actual prompt is from something else that I'm involved in, which is called Somebody Scribe. And it's a character sketch of your heart. That's the prompt. So So that was a character sketch of my heart. So
I guess that's called loving yourself then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much. You know, they say masturbation is the same way, but, you know, go figure.
Hey, y'all, we don't have a lot of time, but if anybody wants to get some feedback now, right now would be the time to get some feedback.
Love you, Mojave. We want to get a speed round in. That's all I got. I didn't get sensual from that. What I did get from that was tenderness, connection, and affection. Sometimes it's all we need to be heard, to be understood, to be loved, to be supported, and to be cared for. And those things sometimes sound sexy, but the sexy thing about it is our hearts, our bodies, our minds, and our souls have to desire. Everything else is just physical. But that's not enough for most people, especially not us.
Agreed.
I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mojave, my brother, let him know what you have going on in the world of Epiphany and elsewhere.
Well, I believe that we are running back because I had to change some things around. We're going to do Fly Speak. Hopefully I got to contact Glenn because Glenn spoke to me on that show for Fly Speak coming up. Life has been lifing the heck out of me. Actually, I'm kind of sick right now because my son got me sick and snuck up on me and just kicked my butt. So, but that aside, tomorrow on Clubhouse in the Honey Dripper Room, we are doing Love Poem Sundays. It's a celebration of women. We are doing the men of the drip and beyond and anybody else who like participate. We are asking you to do love poems, not erotic ones, love poems for ladies, the women in your lives and things of that sort. And if you just want to do love poems in general, we take those too. But no eroticism, love. And other than that, we have Drip Fest. We have a mini Drip Fest coming up over New York, December 8th and 10th. We're going to do a couple of things, a hoodies and kickback thing on Friday with Owen Mike, and then we're going to do some pure drippage. But we're doing it in a beautifully dope style. We're saving all the other stuff for a later tape, but other than that, it's going to be good. But in the new year, we are going to be doing multiple amounts of projects and different things. And of course, there's different divisions. There's the Gospel Drip, headed by Wallace. I believe you know who that guy is. and the Drip Kasky, which is the anime drip, which is anime, cosplay, all the good stuff, you know, with poetry. It's amazing. And there's some other things that are coming out. It's going to be nice. Just stay tuned. Keep it up. And, you know, of course, here on the Epiphany Radio Universe, the starship where we boldly go with poems have not been before. Where we encourage you to take your socks off. A baby, baby. That's it.
All right, sweet brother. Do you have enough time to spin the speed round? Because it's about to begin now.
Nah, actually, my throat is killing me. Go.
My man.
My joint is on fire. I ain't going to hold you. But
sweet.
This show was amazing. Yo, this show was utterly amazing. And I just want to give you
we didn't get a chance to do everything we wanted to, Mojave. We didn't get a chance to do a quarter of what we wanted to do.
Matt, listen, y'all
you
are
know,
doing...
Our show's going to need an extension, and we appreciate your contribution.
Well, thank you, Andrew. I'm glad to be here. You two are super fantastic people, and I enjoy you. And this is a fantastic show. And y'all do the thing. Well, other than that, peace.
Thank you, bro. Take care. All right. We're about to start getting these microphones
ooh,
open.
High praise right there. One low, one mic. Let's set up the speed round because I'm looking at the clock and you know how that goes.
I know I am too. 502, how about you? Where you at?
Did y'all just unmute me?
Yes, we did. You got your hand up.
Yes, Jay, I'm going to fight you for that.
You got your hand up.
On my way right now.
Let's get it.
I got your back, girl. Let's go.
I know, right?
One.
That's funny.
And I'm a hey, I don't fight very well, so y'all might even you might even come out.
Oh, damn.
Let's go.
Look, hold on, don't even trip, sis. You don't even have to get a lick in. That's so funny. I got this.
We just gonna push him. We gonna knock him over.
Right. Y'all gonna get good practice.
We have so many poets in queue that we need to get one more in. We're going to have a speed round. I want to make sure that Sincere, my twin from Los Angeles, knows that he will be in said speed round. So with that
being
said,
I'm bringing him in now. I'm bringing in everybody
go ahead,
now.
Jay. Thank you, Jay. Let's go.
Oh my goodness, are you inside of the studio?
I got a
Gina?
Lot going on at my house. So I'm doing good to navigate home right now.
Should I take that as a no?
We're going to take that as a no because I can't go into the deep. So, yeah, off air.
All right, sweet. Well, right now, everybody be prepared. I'm about to start opening up mics at random. And we're about to get this speed round going. This is going to be the speed round, rules to the speed round. We're about to bring you guys in now for a mic check. Once you guys go ahead and get your mic checked, I'm going to mute your mic. And the minute I open your mic, it's going to be time for you to go ahead and go. And right now, I am waiting on the screen to pop up. We have 18 minutes to get this done, y'all, in regulation time. All right. I'm still waiting. Mm-hmm. Glad today didn't go off perfectly because then we had to try to go ahead and top that. We should be able to go ahead and get this one here. All right. I am now bringing 213 in. 213, we need to hear proof of life from you. How you doing? And we appreciate you for hanging out. How you have been?
Oh, yeah, it's all good. I'm here, indeed.
Hey, twin.
What's happening, twin?
Just from Los Angeles. As I live and breathe. All right, we got a 445 here. 445, how you doing? Talk to us.
I'm good. I'm here for it.
All right. Can you call another 445 number and tell them that their hand is down? They may not realize that their hand is down, but you know how that go.
It might be the boss.
240. We need to hear proof of life from you. 240. I hope you're not trying to speak. That means we're going to have to go ahead and put you over on the comfy couch. 240, how about you? We can't hear anything. All right, we
well,
also have an
82
here.
Yeah, let's go.
We have an 862 who has their hand down. If you want to raise it right now, it's the time to do it. All right, I'm about to close everybody mic up. 240, are you there? All right, 240, you're on the couch. Danielle, I'm setting you on the couch. And you, as you guys hear your mic open up, it's time for you to spit. So everybody just have your mic ready. All right, here we go.
Choose people who choose you. You can run through a million women, but you can't replace a real one. Nothing hurts more than being disappointed by the person you thought would never hurt you. Who else is getting too old to be around people who don't understand your concept of loyalty? A heart always understands and always gets tired. Be stronger than your strongest excuse. Everything will work out at the end. You don't need to know how. Just have trust and it will. Stop thinking that a hiss is any more than a babe or a bro or a friend calling you. Control your emotions doesn't mean avoid your emotions. In the age of information, ignorance is a choice. Sincere from Los Angeles.
Yo, you've seen me before. I was invisible companionship winding with you at mountaintops after your brother's death. Trusted finder of dog tags left behind in chaos, absorption. Beholder of cracks, cries, and high-pitched sadness. Hidden from Mike in your studio, the brick that repeatedly crumbled so you couldn't hide behind walls, the come you enjoyed giving but wanted back. You've heard my voice before. It was feathers whispering, I love you, from inside your pillow, singing lullabies that your dreams will come true. A songwriter you refused to hear but loved to play. Screeching, slammed brakes after months of going, knowing it was the wrong way. Arrested hopes, cardiac lies, poems your heart penned for me, but stinted. Instrumentals as songs, no lyrics found, but you and I easily sing every syllable, reminding us of times in the studio we laid that shit down. Yeah, you've seen me before. You've heard me before. You felt me before. It was verbs breaking you from paralysis. Patron you'd swallow like my taste. So you'd have an empty bottle to save for rainy days. Ironic since I'd never let you see one unless we went together to dance in it. Piano keys throttle under your palm as you'd pull hair with the other. Lights warmth displaying my silhouette as your fingertip perfectly caressed a slight peak of my breast on stage in Ohio. Excitement of opening a gift you want to unwrap forever and ever and ever. You tried to kill me with your constant turn up. High energy, but silent. Punctured, I self-patched so you could sleep. False red carpets and gangs of blues. Artwork showing chef was the love of you. Memory of ex's final dish kept you so full. Your ring couldn't be removed. Pulse, we sink. You said no more art, no music, no flame, and yanked my motherfucking beat, yo. I know you've seen me before. I know you've heard me before. I know you felt me before, yo. I know you loved me before. Peace, love, see the worth, Lindsay.
Titan bow. Always came in a pretty package with a bow for easy access. Because of that, I've shed tears over an angel and rejoiced with a demon. I've watched as each damaging footstep by footstep by footstep of the contaminated hearts and unsanitary hands wear away at the slats of my bridge of safety that leads to my heart. And this thing called love, they've gotten a hold of my wings, broken them, clipped them, even tried to rip them off. Yet I continuously give my all for love's sake. Whether I fall into it or am just caring for humanity, I've always been left sitting at the edge of a learning cliff every time. And they say beauty is in the eye of who's beholding you. Well, I've held each of them, and they were all beautiful to me. So whether it came, so either way it came, I let them hold on to me until they realized that they weren't even equipped with the understanding of how to hold my true beauty. Nonetheless, I will continue to greet with peace and blessings and send off with love and light. Only this time, I know that I'm a sanctuary, and I lead with a soul of fire, a spirit of love through the enchanted forest of my heart, transforming each life I touch. I just tie my bow a little tighter. And peace.
I offer no explanations, no disclaimers to assuage wounds from this divergence from default. It's not your fault that this feeling off balance follows not being centered in conversation, in thought, consideration. No explanation nor disclaimer precedes acceptance when there's no desire to be uncomfortable. And if there is, I haven't chosen a task of softening any of this for you. When I realized that I started losing track of who was killed last, like, I literally woke up to a new headline and confused it with yesterday's. I also noticed how much silence followed. Faces like mine in stunned, pained silence, in contrast with disinterest, later prompted to tentatively offer confusion. What exactly was so confusing, essentially?
I often ask myself, why am I here? What am I doing? Then I realize that I'm a mother and a grandmother, and I know and understand and finally see that monkey see, monkey do. Don't be mad, because they learned it from you. But I have to tell myself, see, I'm an adult, and adulting is hard. Being a role model seems odd. My three grandchildren watch, listen, and learn from me. I look in the mirror and I see each of them. The oldest is stubborn, opinionated, secretly vain. The middle granddaughter is a thug, getting natural affection, kisses, and hugs. For her, they're a strain. But my grandson, he's such a little gentleman. He told me today that he is big and strong. He's just waiting to be tall. I hope that skips a generation, y'all. Maybe two or three, because his parents are tiny, and I'm hoping that's not how he ends up to be. I do not believe that a Napoleon complex will be part of Sir. That's what I call Joshua Marie. I understand that when they're cutting up, I have to remember life can't be mad. It's a part of me. I'm a member of their village. Everything I do, say, or look like, some of those things ain't right. And for goodness sake, I view my reflection, then I shake my head. Loving the famous three to infinity, knowing that they learned it from me, the good, the bad, the ugly. Have to be the change that I want to see, because monkey see, monkey do. Remember, Virginia, they get it from you. Indeed.
Where is that place where love like autumn leaves crunch and go, like a wind blown out of a breeze down the trail? I think love went this way, but love slipped me and frigidly and dipped down a winding path, leaves me wandering on a track that has long since went cold. But she did not allow me to freeze, because even love that is cold still can live, air breathe when it is shared in a shiver between two. Two stiff like dry bricks rubbing, while chattering teeth knock and spew steam like Campbell's soup's dream. Having you here is good. Too diligently searching each other's person, absorbing every swatch of warmth, causing more shaking with the blankets insulating as we hollow out our forms and the sheets from the writhing, generating the jiggajos of body heat. Until two souls start glowing like coals in perfect efficiency, intertwined and wove, bodies once stiff, now shoulder roll like kittens nestling in optional positions. If love is an action word, is there a greater love than this? As sleep starts to bray its nocturnal braid, two sticks well rubbed and rattled, now smolder like embers, knees bent, back arched, all limbs pulled to a shared center. This is how two stays warm all winter. Hey, baby. No, it's not that. I got to get up and go pee. Home. All right, everybody. Let's get these mics open. We have a
we
few
do
minutes for discussion.
We do it analog. Unmute your mic and clap your hands. Let's go.
And stamp your feet.
We and have snap any your fingers and anything else you need to do. Let's go.
Amazing show, poets.
poets came through. Y'all killed it. I loved it. Oh, man, I'm so glad I called in. I almost missed the
I'm
show,
glad
but
you
I'm
did too, Phil.
Oh, yes, yes. Amazing. All the snaps. All the claps.
Look, La Perla Negra, I got dropped twice and made it back. And I was telling Just Jay, just in case I get dropped, let me say something to La Perla Negra before I my call, because I swear, every time I was trying to bring Mama Donna on, my call would drop, and I'm like, what the deuce? I'm going to have a whole conversation with AT&T tomorrow. Y'all don't even know.
I hear you. You're supposed to be here. That's why you kept getting back in.
Mm-hmm. Woo! This was dope, y'all.
Oh, Danielle, I'm going to need some more tracks for you, too, Danielle. I'm going to need
some
more tracks for you.
We need more,
oh,
more.
I didn't even get a chance to play Diamond's track.
Oh, God, please. That thing is so old.
Ain't nobody tripping.
No. Oh,
it's
new to
us. We need more.
I will send you, I will record something, and I will send it to you.
I'm going to hold the feet, too. I'm going to hold the feet to the fire.
I will. I promise, I will. I got you.
All right. Gwen C., you made it off in this John Merle.
Yes.
I did what?
You made it off in this John Merle.
I did. He twisted my arm.
We appreciate you. Yeah, we're going to keep that arm twisted, too. Enjoyed that piece that you laid down in the speed round, lady.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
A little bit of Just Jay and Gina show history. Gwen C was the first person to kick off our interview section of the show. So Gwen C, we hold you in high regard, lady, not just for your poetry, but also for the person that you are.
Thank you.
I remember that episode.
Mhm. Mhm. I think we all do. And then Janice came running in behind her.
Remember that one too.
Mm-hmm. You hear us talking about you, Janice. You can say something. You better defend yourself, woman.
I have no. Okay.
How are you holding up tonight, Janice?
I am here. I'm fizzling out, but you can hear it a little bit. But I'm glad to have been able to be in this space. Thank you for having me. I loved everything that I heard. I'm fans of everyone that I heard tonight. I'm looking forward to hearing the replay, definitely.
Sweet. If you have any other choice pieces, Janice, as you're going ahead and throwing together your content, as I be hearing you doing, don't hesitate to send the MP3 over there to my email address, which is send it to the grandson. Grandson05@yahoo.com, everybody. Send your poem there. The poem must contain your name in the title, because once I strip it off and I have all them poems sitting in my telephone, I don't know who they belong to. So definitely make sure that your name is along with the title. Make sure it's MP3 format too. And we prefer that it be a love song or a heartbreak song.
Right.
Poem. Yeah. Sincere from Los Angeles. I think he might have jumped ship.
Gwen, you can also send emails to I am Gina Storm in lowercase, the whole thing at Gmail. It's like
also
one word.
Make sure that you
I
have
am in storm. MP3 format.
Put in there,
go ahead.
Put in the title to whoever you send it to, me or Gina, Just Jay and Gina Show, and then that way we'll know exactly when we punch that in. It'll just pop all y'all up in one spot.
We can pull up your track immediately, and it won't be an issue. We it's not like it's too much work. It's just if you make it easy enough for us to access you immediately, the continuity will make it flow better. And you can be on our next show because we do this every other Saturday.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anything that anybody want to add in here before the Blog Talk lady kick us out? Because we are actually 1 minute past 11, past 12 for y'all, 11 for us.
Just that I love the format. Keep it going.
Absolutely.
And Thank you. We appreciate that.
What we're going to do with a couple of the open nights that become open, we're going to come in, we're going to start spinning poetry.
Spinning poetry. Mm-hmm.
Don't just say that and walk away. Spinning poetry, something I've never heard before.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole vibe. Spinning poetry. Let's go.
We about to get these folks famous, like that Temptation piece that Pharrell do in the beginning. The more I hear it, the more it's starting to remind me, like it's like it being a poem that I like. Oh, I already know that one. It's starting to get to the point where I'm starting to know it in different places.
That's my song. That's my jam. It's on my playlist.
Mm-hmm.
Necessary, not optional, y'all. This is the show, not the rehearsal. That's what I would always think about when I think about Tim Whispers. Tim is what I call put me in, coach, and he's also, this is not the rehearsal, it's the show. We need to bring it every time so that we can get rapid play. Just like, y'all heard some of the hip-hop that's out now. Hip-hop is 50 years old, and I am so ashamed that I'm a hip-hop head because the rappers that's out today, they're not the rappers that I grew up with. So when I see pulmonologist came on and called me Lady KRS-One. Got off the phone and cried. My mom was like, what's wrong? I said, my friend Aziz called me Lady KRS-One. He was like, and you crying? I was like, you know how
I
you
was
look, I can't live up to that. But the reality is we all need to be that person. What did you say earlier, Jesse? He said, we need to be, like, you know, the lyrics to the Chris Brown song or whoever it is that you're a fan of. You know the words. You sing along. You know the whole track. And what did Tim Whisper say? If you do it, how many times? 5 times? 19 times? Out loud? 5 days? I don't know the math on that. All I do know is I've never done that. I'm not going to say it won't work. But if it don't, I know how to get to Florida. Anyway, that's enough for me. I'm trying to end on a high note. Just say you got any closing thoughts because the blog lady has been so generous to us.
I'm about to go give me a drink and end on a high note too, like you. I'm trying to play catch up. Ta-da.
Look, I was about to say, look, you can do your die if you want to. I don't know about high, but sometimes you get some weed. It's a strain that you never smoked before. And you say, ooh, am I too high? All right. So I didn't know too high was a person. But if you think that this is that, all I can say is, my bad. Had a wonderful time. Happy Saturday, y'all. Poets were poeting. Speed Brown was dope. Everything was amazing. I love it here. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for calling in this evening. We're in overtime. All I can say is one love, one mic. This is the Frill Entertainment Network. Why be ordinary when you can be raw is our sponsor. And if you like what you heard tonight at 319-527-6300, call in every night this week because we always have a show.
Yeah, I was trying to get Gwen C. back in here. She's it's 12:05 y'all time, and she said, I just got locked out, so I'm trying to get her back in here. It's not recording or nothing. We have no studio. We just in the room just doing our thing. But I tell y'all what, we're about to go ahead and call it quits. Much love to y'all. It's still crowded in here. It is still crowded in here right now. We appreciate y'all. We told y'all that y'all were going to make this with us, and y'all have been making it with us. Y'all have been putting in the equity, the creative equity, to go ahead and make this possible. I knew the best way to make this successful was to go ahead and use the power of the poets. Me and Gina talk about it all the time, different ways to go ahead and get you guys in here so that we can go ahead and use the energy that y'all have. And you guys have been showing up for us. So we appreciate that very much. You guys have helped to build this show. Right now, even though that we are not recording, even though that we're not on the air, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people still in here right now. That is a huge compliment. We want to show all the love in the world to y'all, too, as well, for helping us to get this far. Any last words before we go, Gina?
I just love this. Happy Saturday. I woke up this morning and purposely decided to have a good day because I believe that the gift that I opened was my eyes. So I hope that tomorrow morning, and it's already Sunday on the East Coast, that when you rise, you feel that same way.
Sweet. Y'all take care now.
Thanks.